This is PFW in Progress.
The pressures, and I'm not judging them, I'm not labeling them, but they are destroying your potential. There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of greatness.
Paul Perillo.
Double burger.
Chuck, I had a double burger.
Did you shut up? I know what you wanted. I was there.
So give me your sandwich.
You mean your sandwich? I bought it.
Can I have my food now, please?
Here's your double burger.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny.
And Andy. And Andy?
Former winners include Nobel laureates, Fields Medal winners, renowned astrophysicists, and lowly.
Andy Hart.
Well, that's all. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Tom has the answers.
Some guy named Tom.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. 20 years if you're still living here. Coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game, I'll kill you.
PFW in Progress.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. A week and a half to go till the big game. I can't wait. The gang's all here, ready to go. They were down early today. Usually they just come walking in right around noon, but they were all here early.
Same reason you come to the show at all, food.
Food's not here.
We were checking.
But we didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Are you here for the whole show or just eat the food
I
and
hope
run?
To be here, unless this phone that is sitting next to my microphone rings. I hope to be here for the whole
busy
show.
Busy week for you, huh, Fred?
A little bit.
Did you see him this morning? I walk in the door, and he's leading a presentation. There's charts on this big easel. He's pointing to it.
That's what we're looking for from our leader. You're taking charge. You're in control.
Actually, I'm hearing good
things.
You're in
the know. I'm
hearing good things about what
you're doing. Yeah, but what you didn't hear was what they were saying while I was doing it. Nah, that's not going to work.
And then earlier you asked him, how are things? And he goes, I'm just going down there.
I missed that one.
Well, just in case we can break a little news, not a big deal, but there will be a send-off rally here at the stadium on Sunday put on by the governor.
Okay,
Duval,
no, Fred,
how does that affect me?
I'm not like rolling. I think it's good
rally.
That we broke that on the show, but you could have told us. Maybe we could have put it up on the blog and, you know, blog.
You can still do it right now. Besides, Tom's the only one
now.
That does it.
We don't have.
No, I'm blogging this afternoon. As long as he shows me how to do it.
See, now this is where I think fans, you drive fans crazy. What do you mean you have nothing to blog?
Next week we are going to overload that blog.
No, I know, but there is stuff to blog here. You can't be jaded.
So I should have told him I filled out my ability to drive a rental car form and turned it in.
In between filling out all these
forms. Yes, all the stuff.
Are you freaking kidding me? I was joking.
Fans want to know what's going on inside Gillette Stadium.
And hold off on that for a second, because I don't want to get into that argument that we've gotten into 4,000 times. But, I mean, we are kind of tied up doing some of these logistical things, trying to get the preview paper done and, you know, kind of get ready to go.
And no one gives a rat's ass if I filled out a form.
No, but the people want to know the general atmosphere of what's going on.
I was threatened by the head of team security because of our comments about the SAS earlier in the month.
They want to feel
a pansy.
They want to have that inside look at preparations, what it takes to get down there, what we're thinking about.
So maybe you should blog. You're the one at all these meetings. I don't really know any of this.
We don't know.
I don't even know where I'm staying.
Well, all right. We got a lot of stuff that we're working on here. You guys,
seriously, I've heard you're doing good things for the PFW boys. That's what I hear. Word on the street is you're
Tom
getting
Brady
it done.
Tom Brady Sr. making the media rounds, huh? He's on 1050 ESPN radio now. He was quoted extensively in the Boston Herald today.
Well,
I don't think Belichick is going to like that.
Yeah, I don't think his son would either. Well, I think he'd rather not.
He's kind of got a big mouth, doesn't
Belichick
he?
Belichick got mad when his own father was quoted, never mind his quarterback's father.
Right. Well, I got one email from somebody who said that he's a waiter at a restaurant, and Tom Brady Sr. was there, and he told him this is before the game that Tom had a high fever. You know,
be some truth to that, too, because I've heard a lot of the emails that we've gotten have kind of talked about how his mannerisms and his reactions on the field.
Oh, no.
He is a pretty fiery guy on the field. When when good things happen, you know, he's very excitable. He didn't really seem to do much of that the other day.
Plus, both his tackles had the flu. Yeah. He's got to get from one side to the other somehow.
Yeah. Speaking of him being excited, Fred, I saw something weird on ESPN last night. They were talking about his injuries throughout his career, and they showed the AFC title game where he went out with the knee injury and Bledsoe came in. Bledsoe threw a touchdown pass, and Brady was standing on one leg yelling, screaming, and cheering.
Right.
I didn't know you could do that if you were injured. His knee was sore. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised he wasn't sitting
on the
bench.
Well, it was a little warmer. He didn't have to sit on the bench. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It was warm. It was nice that day.
So,
but Marcellus Riley.
Wiley.
Yeah, not Riley. Was on
Columbia,
Mike and Mike this morning.
Did he say why he didn't touch a quarterback when he played for Dallas?
Because he was done. And he knew it. Everyone knew it except the Cowboys. He's a former Charger, LT teammate, and basically agrees with us 100% on the whole take on LT. Was sort of ripping him. Said he's never seen a superstar pampered like LT. You can't touch him in practice. Most running backs, even other superstars, you at least pop them a little bit. LT, you go anywhere near him and you're off the team immediately. And he said the same thing as us. He, you know, even if he couldn't play, he should have been up helping Michael Turner and helping Sproles. And he also went on to say, which I found really interesting, because LT responded to Dion by saying, you've never had an MCL as a running back, you don't know. And Wiley said, well, I played with Eddie George, and he played with a sprained MCL. He was a running back, so he knows, and he was able to do it. So LT taking a lot of heat from a lot of angles, as he should.
Yeah,
it's and I was talking to my father last night getting his scouting report on the Giants, and he said that he's seen running backs throughout his career that first time that they get really injured, they just can't take pain. And LT has never really had a major, like, he's never really been injured. He has bumps and bruises.
Right.
But, you know, he said sometimes those guys, they get hit on that knee, and they just can't take the pain, and they don't want to risk it. And I think LT's one of those guys.
Yeah, he was thinking about LT Corporation.
Mm-hmm. And, well, and, Fred, I don't know if you how much you heard with us yesterday, but we were all kind of saying, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt on the injury itself. It's the rest of it that really rubbed us all the wrong way.
Right. It's what happened afterwards, the brooding. And you could say, well, you know, he was probably just ashamed or felt bad about not being able to play. Well, stop thinking about yourself.
Right.
You know, stop thinking about the other guys that are out there.
The team was in the game the whole way.
Right.
It's not like you were getting blown out and you were like, oh, this sucks. You were right there.
We all thought sprained MCL, it seems like he could play, but we all want to caution that it's not our injury. We don't know how much pain he's in. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
Sure.
But I don't think that you need the benefit of the doubt to say you should be rooting on your team and you should be doing anything you can to help out Michael Turner and his effort to replace you and all that. It was the biggest game of the guy's life.
And the one thing
he sat there and he pouted for
the one thing I find interesting is a lot of former players are really slamming him. Now, those are guys that played the game.
They know that a sprained MCL is nothing.
So
Tom Brady, in my mind, has a worse injury right now with a high ankle sprain. I've always heard much worse things about high ankle sprains than sprained MCLs.
All right. Earlier we were talking about Brady's injury, and Gary has Ron Jaworski's analysis of the injury. Why don't you play that, Gary?
Well, I went through every offensive play of the New England Patriots against the San Diego Chargers and looked at every play at least 10 times. At least 10 times. At least 10 times. Maybe more on the coach's tape. And I believe with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the first quarter on a second and one, Tom Brady took a five-step drop. He dropped back, and when he planted that right foot, I believe he tweaked his ankle or sprained his ankle. He seemed to roll over it, and we delivered the ball to Randy Moss high and wide. It was a very awkward throw. And normally when you see Tom Brady deliver the football, he is mechanically very sound. And then I followed up that play with a couple other plays. The play right after that was a handoff to Heath Evans, the fullback. And Tom moved gingerly, making the handoff. Two plays later, it was the reverse to Randy Moss. Again, Tom not putting pressure on that right ankle. I think he was working his way through it. And later in that drive, he completed a pass to Kevin Falk in the flat. It was complete, but it was inaccurate. A play where Tom Brady normally puts the ball outside and Kevin Falk would score on the play. But Tom had his weight on his left foot delivering the football. Very uncharacteristic of Tom Brady. Like I said, he's usually mechanically sound. So I believe in the first quarter he hurt that right ankle. But I also believe he'll be ready for the New York Giants in Arizona at least 10 times.
All right, that's Ron Jaworski. Hey, you know. It could be everything you said could be absolutely true.
And I did see the video that accompanied that Tom was talking about. They just showed it a little while ago on the clip. I'm sure it'll come around again in about 10 minutes. But it did look like it was as he threw it, he immediately put all his weight on his front to get it off that back foot. And
so why did it happen? He slipped?
It just looked like when he
rolled
it
a little bit.
Yeah, he rolled it a little bit as he planted on his drop.
Yep. Hey. He'll be fine. I'm much more worried about.
Hey, he'll be fine.
I am much more worried about the rumors of his hair loss.
That's the dumbest story I've ever seen.
That won't go away either, huh?
I didn't see that.
They called. He went to a building yesterday, apparently some sort of medical building where there's three offices, and they called the podiatrist or whatever the foot doctor is, and that place said, no, Tom Brady has not been here. They called another doctor. They said, no, he hasn't been here. Then they called, like, this hair specialist that's in the building, and they said, no comment. So they take the no comment to mean he was at the hair specialist.
Oh, no.
And now we're getting emails asking if he wears a hairpiece.
How about the fact that, wouldn't it be illegal if the first doctor said, yeah, Tom Brady's been here. He actually had a high.
You can't say that, right?
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's a HIPAA violation.
So
was it no comment the same as no?
Not according to Page Six in the New York Post or whatever paper that is. I love it.
All right.
Oh, to work for that paper.
Scott, New Hampshire says, Fred's right. It would be interesting to know about the logistics of getting the organization to the Super Bowl.
So Fred should be blogging.
I'm very much interested in that.
I don't know. Only Fred knows.
You've had something in the hopper for 3 days.
That's going on this afternoon.
No, but you know your own stuff that you have to go through. And, oh, my God, they just handed me a form to fill out if I drive
serious?
A car, you know.
I'm
worried about you because you do have a record, right?
No. Oh, why do people keep thinking that?
I don't know.
I'm just glad.
I have never been arrested.
He has
in
never
my
had
life.
A driving violation.
We all had to turn in our forms for the driving, so now I know I don't have to drive at all because Andy and Tom will be doing all the driving.
Okay. I mean, it's
I'm
just,
not safe.
The reason why I'm having all of you do it just in case one of you have to drive or whatever.
Well, there's a good chance that Tom might have to actually be separate from us at
and
times.
I don't like
anyway.
Driving, especially in a lot of traffic. I get nervous.
You get nervous?
Well, I'm hearing the traffic might not be as bad because we're north and you can go around and avoid to the north from where we are, staying in the hotel and sort of avoid some stuff. So I'm hearing it might not be as bad.
So you want me to like put up there just filled out form for driving, had to copy driver's license. Andy and Paul left without me to bring the forms
and I
have to go by myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Why, you didn't know where to drop off the forms?
Huh?
You didn't know where
he was making fun of me because I
was
going over to do it, and then Andy saw me, and he said, well, wait for me. I just got to copy my license. So I waited for him.
So then the three of us walked over like morons.
Then Tom sees it, and he goes,
here you go.
Look at them. They're like two little girls. They have to go to the bathroom together.
But just so fans do know, it is a tremendous effort that they do here.
Yes, but Fred, I kind of agree with them because you're under a lot of pressure. A lot of people here are under a lot of pressure. I'm not really under a lot of pressure.
No,
I don't
want you to be.
As
next
long
week,
as somebody gives me an itinerary,
you're under a lot of pressure.
But that's what I'm saying is
we'll
I'm not really.
But you,
not really a lot.
You can observe things. You can say, wow, it seems like people are under a lot of pressure. They're, you know.
Well, it's hard here because you don't know what you can say and what you can't say.
So I should have posted when I came in this morning and saw you leading a meeting. I should have posted and made fun of you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
As long as we know what we're doing.
All right. Now that we know the parameters,
I say we get in trouble by the end of the day.
I'm somewhat interested in the other stuff that you're talking about, like the logistics that it takes to go down there. I don't know them though.
Right. You know them. You go to those meetings.
So when I get the itinerary, I can post it online.
Like, no.
See,
I thought the fans wanted to know.
Do we post the itinerary during the week when we're on a road trip?
No, but I usually don't say that you're doing a meeting.
Right.
You're conducting a meeting during the week.
I wasn't conducting a meeting. I just got
you're
up
leading
for a
the
second
meeting.
To explain.
And I looked in and
Stacey
James was on the phone. He wasn't even paying attention to. That's
matter
pretty
fact,
rude, huh?
That's a couple of demerits. Get the SAS on him.
It wasn't my meeting.
But I have understood this is the largest PGA event of the year is taking place at the same time.
Yes. Unbelievable.
500,000 people for the PGA
over the course of the week.
Thursday to Sunday. It's their largest event of the year. Whatever.
It's
I don't even know what it's called.
Golf tournament.
Non-major, maybe?
No. In terms of people converging on a place, it's the largest of the year. I don't know why, but it's 100,000 per day on the course. And then over the course of the 5 days, it ends up being 500,000.
That's what I was told. Over
but
the
no
of
Tiger,
the...
so I can't take my shot at him.
Over the course of the event,
the NFL didn't know about this?
In addition to the NFL, it's going to be this PGA. It's going to be a mess. And
ridiculous.
I'm told that traffic is going to be a bear.
Yeah, you avoid the 10 onto 101.
Now, it's not spread out like Houston was or even Jacksonville. But, you know, it's only the furthest thing away is like 11 miles or 7 miles. But
which is worse?
You got to add 30 to 45 minutes because of the traffic.
It'd be better if it was spread out because now you got a million people in a little 12-mile radius.
Now let me also say that I think that one of the things that annoys fans the most
is when we complain
about
this stuff.
Complaining
yes,
about
you're
logistics
right.
at the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Oh, no, I'm just complaining that the NFL is stupid.
Right. No, I'm talking about, like, you know, all this stuff that, you know, we're blogging because fans are interested in this. I don't think that the fans are – they don't want to hear how hard we have it down at the Super Bowl.
Well, that's good news there, Fred. On air and in print, they're going to hear about it.
That's good
Fred
news,
wants
right
us
there.
To.
Now Scott, New Hampshire, the same one who says he does want to hear logistics, says Fred is wrong. I just heard what Fred said. You should do about blogging. I take it back. What I want to know is what Fred knows.
That's what we want to know, but he won't tell us.
I really don't know anything.
That's a keeper, Gary.
All right. When we come back, we'll get to some more emails and talk about more about what I know.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise direct from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right, back here in PFW Progress, big shout out to Salt, who is today's supplier of lunch. So, of course, since he did give us the lunch. He gets his email read, and all it says is, okay, I ordered lunch, all the subs, wings, and cinnamon sticks. So that's Salt.
Thanks, so, Salt. Where's Salt. Pepper?
That's excellent.
How come you don't ask him where Pepper is anymore?
Yeah, that
well, that's only
thing.
When he calls. Oh. He can't
no, you didn't even
me.
Do that last time.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, well. Sorry about that.
Oh, well.
I hope things are still going well between you and Pepper.
All right, so... I broke some news earlier that there's going to be a rally.
Wow.
On
what a
Sunday.
Loose interpretation of news.
And
breaking.
You know,
seriously, is that going to affect my parking?
I think everybody will have to park down toward E2. I mean E4.
You mean us or fans?
Everybody.
I'm getting
No, not fans. Us. And then do you remember last time we went where they had the rally? They had the... Right in the parking lot there. That's where they'll have it this time, I imagine.
Rolling.
I thought we didn't have
rally.
I thought we made fun of other teams for having rallies.
We did until we had
yeah.
it.
Well, we didn't. Governor Romney at the time insisted on having it, and this time Governor Patrick is insisting
Who's
on having
the governor of Indiana?
Right.
Maybe he insisted on having it for the Colts when everyone was making fun of him.
No, the Colts did that.
Okay.
You should know better, Tom.
Yeah. All right.
Who's
so,
paying for this?
Isn't
the state in trouble?
That's the question right now. The governor's office wants to have it done, but since they've never done this before, now we're in the process of telling him what's involved in having this.
So should you not have broken this? Is there a chance it doesn't happen?
Oh, no, we're going to have one. There's no doubt about that.
Somebody's going to pay for it.
There's no doubt about
so
that.
So the crafts are paying for it, aren't they?
They probably will be chipping in, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Thought we didn't do
Sounds
rallies.
Like a little payroll deduction for us.
Why is that?
I was joking.
Right? Oh. Okay.
Obviously, we can't afford to pay for it.
What does a rally cost?
It's a lot of money. You got to have security. You got to have parking people. You got to put up bike fences. You got to put up a stage.
Big
you
video
put up
board.
A video board.
$1 million.
There's a lot involved in that.
Please don't tell me it costs that much.
No, there's quite a bit of money involved in.
That's good. You guys won't be, so you won't be able to park where we normally park for road games.
No, I doubt
we'll
that.
Have to carry our bags.
I'm getting dropped off anyway.
So we have parked down there.
Oh, that's
before.
Right. Yeah, I remember that in Houston we had to park.
And then
way
you got
to
bring your bags all the way through.
Yeah. See, again, fans don't want to hear people complaining.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm getting dropped off anyway on Sunday.
I think a rally before you go to the Super Bowl is stupid.
Okay.
I don't care what team does it. The Cowboys did it when they went to the Super Bowl. I thought it was stupid.
I have no problem with it, except for I know we had a problem with it last year.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go, yay, woo, see ya.
It's for the fans. The fans love it.
They do? Why?
I don't know.
I'm
but last time we did it, we had 5,000 people here. So, I mean, they like it.
All right. I'm a fan. I don't like it.
But you're not really a fan.
Yes, I am.
You're a fan of sitting on the couch.
I'm a huge football fan, and I wouldn't go to a stupid rally for any team.
Because you can bet on it and that kind of thing, but you're not emotionally tied to a football team.
Yes, I am.
Not the same way.
Cowboys lost, and he ended up in the hospital.
Wow. Is that why?
No, it has nothing to do with it. I just think a rally before you leave for the Super Bowl. Now, if you're telling me you're having after the Super Bowl, you win it, that's fine.
Yeah, but the whole idea of a pep rally has its origins in high school and college.
And in high school and college, it's fine.
Okay. But that's where it comes from. It's not this is unheard of. This is they always
Who's going to be at the pep rally, players and coaches wise?
Everybody.
All the players and
because what they'll do is they'll march them all on. Belichick will say a few words. Brady will say a few words. Then they'll march them off right onto the buses. And then they'll leave. And then the helicopters will follow the buses to the airport.
I don't understand. What do you do there? What is it?
You go yay.
They go yay, and then.
But what happens before
and then
Belichick?
Hopefully, visit the pro shop when it's all done.
What happens before Belichick gets there? You're kind of just standing there waiting for him to come.
Yeah, they'll play video.
Yeah, they
highlights.
Have video highlights, and they'll probably maybe have a comedian talk or whatever.
I don't like comedians either. This isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not your cup of tea. You're going to
have
busy.
A comedian?
You're going to be busy making sure that your luggage tags are on your bags, and that you go through screening, and that you're on the bus. Your butt's going to be on the bus while this is all happening, right?
David, one of the photographers will probably be shooting, and some of the video guys will be.
Remember, what's the not last time, but the before with Peter Ventrone.
Yeah, you know how we have to go through all the security stuff, Tom. Well, we did all that, and we're on the bus, and then they, the fans are there. So, Peter, one of the photographers at the time, gets off the bus, and he's shooting. but he goes outside like the sterile area, and I thought Briggs was going to absolutely destroy him. I thought he was going to shoot him on sight. He had to go back in, back all the way through security again, and all that stuff. And,
why didn't he? Wasn't Briggs in that English military?
I don't know. Was he, Fred? That we make fun of?
He was in the British military.
Nothing.
And what did he learn? It's happening in the U.S., baby. That's why he's in the U.S.
Well, this is where, you know, the opportunities are.
Plus, the land of opportunity.
He came here and found himself a wife, a job. He's all set, right?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about him anymore. It's only a matter of time before we offend him. Let's move on.
So, what was I saying? Oh, about Sunday morning. You know, you got to get your bags together, and you'll have your own things that you have to worry about.
We've done this before.
Right. It's the same thing. It's just
a
bigger bag.
Never done it before.
But it's the same thing.
Go through security?
Oh, this is a little different.
It's just a bigger bag or more bags.
With everybody else.
Yeah, but now you have more bags, and you got to have the right bag tags. And,
I'm always here early.
Bag tag.
You know?
I'll be all right.
Okay.
We'll be on there.
All right. I want you to get a good night's sleep the night before.
I will. I'm not going to do anything on Saturday. I'm not going to move 1 inch.
He's got 4.5 hours to sleep on the plane.
Well,
I don't sleep on the plane because I snore so loud. I don't want to.
And boy, is it funny when you do fall asleep.
Luckily, Andy taps me and wakes me up so I don't embarrass myself instead of sitting there laughing at in my face.
And speaking of the pro shop, if you make a purchase.
Who brought up the pro shop?
I did. If you make a purchase in the online pro shop before Sunday, you're automatically entered to win 2 Super Bowl tickets. So,
and a flight?
It's a 1 in a million chance, but hey.
So when do you find out that you win?
They're going to tell them probably Monday or Sunday.
Do you get a ride out there or just you're on your own?
Oh, hell no. You're on your own. But you get your tickets.
So you earned the right to pay $3,000 to get to Arizona.
It's a bill for $3,000, like Costanza says on Seinfeld.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people doing it. I mean.
Yeah, I got to go with Fred on this one.
I'm just busting balls.
I mean, that's a $1,400 value, right? The tickets are $700 this year.
And you can't
$700 and $900. They're 2-tiered tickets.
And you can't get them. It's not like you can, you know,
you get one.
I'd like to get them, but I can't afford
make that
them.
2.
It could be 3.
We got a 3-pack here.
No,
good seats, too.
It's a tough get this year. It's
always a tough get, isn't it?
Yeah, but it seems to be getting worse and worse every year.
Yeah, because there's more corporate crap people taking all the tickets.
And these stadiums aren't the biggest.
That's why they're going to have it in Dallas, where it'll be 100K.
Right. That'll be different. But
that'll open up a lot more tickets.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that thing in the Herald yesterday about the tickets and how expensive? And there was one on eBay, supposedly Roosevelt Colvin's Cadillac and a ticket to the Super Bowl. Does anyone think it's not Roosevelt Colvin's? I'm saying Roosevelt Colvin put it on there. I mean, if one guy was going to sell his car and a ticket for $60,000, it's Roosevelt Colvin.
Great point.
Oh, that's
There's
funny.
No doubt in my mind that that's the real Roosevelt Colvin. I bet you it gets to you via UPS as well.
I find something wrong with that, though, because I don't care if he auctions off his car and an autographed football, but these tickets were given to him by the team.
Were
and now
given,
he's auctioning
though?
Them off.
Aren't they contractually obligated?
Well, no, I don't know.
I think they are.
Really?
I think they're contractually obligated. It's part of their contract.
Oh, the players to get them?
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, I don't know.
It's a business opportunity.
I guess.
Others have seen
Rosie ain't going to miss out on that.
No. God, no.
All right. And Josh is mad because 17 minutes into the show, we're taking a break. What kind of BS is that?
It's called
lunch
eating.
Was here.
Well, you know, on a normal radio show, they do it after 2 minutes.
Yeah, we need our energy. We got 2 hours here.
So, Salt is on the phone. Salt, how you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Thank you for lunch.
Thank you, Salt.
Thanks, Salt.
How's Pepper?
Hopefully she's doing good, or I'm going to have to hear about it later.
Uh-oh, what happened?
There's no trouble there, I think.
No. Oh, these ladies, you know how they are. They get all temperamental for no reason.
Wow.
The bitches. Ditcher.
No, not about... You know how they're like, oh, work is sad and da 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 da.
Like when you spend money frivolously?
Like when you tell her you bought 4 losers lunch?
Hey, not losers. Well, wait a second. Who's there today?
Eric's not here.
Okay, I don't want him having any of my
food. Oh.
He's not. Don't worry. We don't let him eat.
Where is Eric? At practice?
There is no practice.
So where is he?
Sitting upstairs.
Why isn't he down
probably
here?
Talking about life and, you know,
gay
Reagan.
Art. Oh, all right.
I know from experience, dude.
He's probably hitting on some of the hot women in the office. You know how he is. You know how he likes to roll.
I got a couple questions.
Okay.
The game. I only listened to half of your podcast, from yesterday. Do you guys talk about Maroney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I just know. He did really good.
Yeah, a lot.
I
he did.
Talked yeah. about
he was like
how
the
he
MVP
wasn't the
of the
same.
Game, in my opinion.
He was, no question. He was outstanding in the game.
Well, I would say the running game, because I think the tight ends, the offensive line, Heath Evans, I think they all came together and had
and
a very
and
good
Falk.
Game.
It was, you know, Kevin Falk as a receiver and Maroney yep. As a runner. That was your offense, because you know, obviously the spread.
The
spread
new look
attack,
Patriots, baby.
Yeah, the spread attack yeah, and, that's been a staple every game wasn't there on Sunday.
One thing we should mention, and I had a tough time doing this in the matchups, who to give it when the Patriots run the ball against the Giants. Neal and Kazier didn't play in
right.
that game,
yeah.
and we thought Maroney ran well, but he didn't rack up a lot of yards, and it should be different this time around with those guys.
Especially
as, you know,
Neal.
Line.
Neal's a beast. I like Neal.
Yeah.
Those two guards, when they get it
What's
going.
What's this with Neal?
I like him.
Mankins is the best player on that
Oh,
line.
No question. But no one even mentioned Stephen Neal. The three losers are going to the Pro Bowl, and no one likes Neal.
That's because he missed half the
Forgotten
season.
Forgotten hero.
So.
And Neal was
they
the
were
one
running
getting Pro
a
Bowl
lot of
consideration
outside
before that.
Plays.
He was.
What's that?
They're running a lot of outside plays. I think I haven't been noticing that a lot, but I noticed that the other day. Do you think that's why he did?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are running them or Maroney's finally just saying, you know, I'm going to take it outside after trying to bounce it inside. But I like that.
Some of both.
He's shown good speed around the edge, and he gets yards when he does that.
I think it's been a big factor.
Yeah, and I'd like to see him do it more. And we were wondering why he wasn't doing it more, and now he is.
Remember,
and it's great.
When he came out of college, the one guy who really liked him was Shanahan. And it was because he was a one-cut kind of back like that. And that's what he kind of stopped doing here this season was stop and go. So he was dancing instead of stop. And I think that's why Shanahan liked him so much, because what you saw on Sunday, he can cut back and make those plays, and now he's doing it.
And at least front side, again, that's the tight ends. Because that's your last blocker there to set that edge, give you a corner.
Those guys were killing
Kyle
those
Brady
defenders.
Having
well,
those guys
that's another
healthy.
Factor, Kyle Brady being healthy,
healthy.
Now.
Yeah,
know?
We sort of laughed it off to some degree when they said they couldn't do anything because they had no tight ends, but it's clear injuries affected the running game through the middle of the year with Neal and the tight ends.
I got a question. Say Maroney has a good game in the Super Bowl, like 100 yards, he's running hard, touchdown, maybe two. Do you think the time in between next year and the end of this year, he might lose that mental confidence?
No.
No, he shouldn't.
No chance. He has plenty of the offseason to think how good he is.
Yeah, as long as
I think
he stays healthy.
His personal inclination, at least publicly, is he thinks he's a superstar. And if he has
already
whatever
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, if he has a great Super Bowl on that stage after having whatever it is, 4 out of 500-yard games, he's coming into next year thinking, I'm going for 2K.
I'd be more worried the other way than I would be.
It's overconfident, right.
Yeah,
he'll come in as a 2K
He'll
guy.
Have a lot of pressure. The fantasy rankings will have him like number six. You know, watch out for Lawrence Maroney. Finish the season strong.
What constitutes as a defensive hold?
A defensive hold?
Yes.
You mean as like a defensive back? Grabbing the guy and holding him?
There's no yardage?
No, that's for illegal contact, the 5-yard.
Well,
I saw Brewski, that play everyone's blowing Brewski when he knocks that in the red zone. He knocks the ball down in the red zone.
Right.
At the beginning of that play, he's got two hands on the receiver.
He looked
arm
like he did, yeah. He looked like he had his arm.
Doesn't
not that
like
he did.
It appeared.
He did.
It appeared.
He could have had his just hands on him.
Right.
And anyone
sure
talk
did.
About Vrabel's leg whip?
Yeah, we've discussed it.
That was a trip.
Yeah. He tried to.
Should have been a 15-yard penalty.
If anyone
first,
complaining
first
about
first
the refs, I think it's San Diego.
Yeah.
They got screwed in the Colts game, too. I mean, that was almost
Salt
like the refs
throw
were
you
cheating.
Out of the nation, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be allowed on this show again. Everybody's going to be mad
you
at you.
Talk
oh,
like
I
that
love
on
my
this
Patriots,
show.
And I don't care. Screw San Diego. But all these teams complain about the refs and the refs and the refs. This team.
And that's it for Salt.
Oh, Salt. Pep is calling.
I told you they were going to throw you out of the nation with
it's,
that kind of talk.
Yeah, it's he's kind of like me, negative and swearing all the time.
I didn't really, to be honest with you, I didn't really notice the Brewski play.
I didn't either, but I'm sure.
Oh, I did.
If Fred's willing to say it appeared.
That's enough for me. No, definitely.
That means
all,
he was holding
that
the
means
heck
it
out
was
of him.
Blatant.
We all saw the Vrabel thing, you know, pretty much right away.
And so did the referee staring right
you
at
you. You know, it's funny because, you know, once the ball was in the air, he didn't have his hands on him.
No, he made a great defense.
Right,
the
and he
play
went with two
itself.
Hands
well,
and
then
knocked
it's pass
it down.
Interference.
He said after the game that usually in those plays, he likes to take one arm behind the guy and use one hand to knock the ball away, but this one he felt he had enough time to get both hands out.
The way
in front.
He put it, he said, "I thought I was in good enough position, and now I'm thinking about it." Well, yeah, because you held him before that.
You held a tight end who had one leg. So of course you're in good position.
I didn't really see that, though, so I can't sit there and say that. But the Vrabel one, I think that's going to get called 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I just don't understand. When they stare at the guy and a guy hits him in the knee or something, they're always watching, and then they missed it.
Well, we saw the ref staring right at
him. Yeah, I just don't understand. It's like he was thinking, well, he didn't dive into his knee, so I guess there's no penalty there. Well, there's other penalties you can call, too.
Yeah, that was nothing. That was a lot to do about nothing.
While it appeared that he whipped his leg.
That was a big trip.
The actual leg whip came after the ball left his hand. So it didn't affect the throw.
It doesn't matter.
If you have a late hit, roughing the passer, 15-yard penalty.
It's football. It's football.
Oh, God, if it was on the other foot. Oh, that shoe. Oh, boy, would you be itching and moaning.
No, no, I'm just saying that was a very big play in the game because that was the play that Samuel intercepts the ball, and that's how they got the lead. I mean, it was 7-6 at the time.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it affected the play.
Of course
is what I'm
it
saying.
Did.
No, it did.
But it doesn't matter if you break a rule. If you rough the passer
Rivers
after a
step
pick,
into his throw.
It comes back.
No, the ball is already gone when he hit it. So right now on TV they have the video that accompanied the earlier Ron Jaworski analysis of Brady's ankle. So, you know, he does look a little tender, you know, but he'll be fine. He will be fine. Tom Brady will be out there.
That was it?
No, they showed the play that it happened on. But
I don't really buy into those.
I think Josh is making more of the plays after that, to be honest with you.
I didn't see anything really on those plays.
No, I didn't either.
I've seen Brady do worse than that, where there has been times when he's been banged up, and you see him do that hop on one foot thing.
You know, so...
Jaws is too busy saying, I watched this, and I saw
maybe
that.
Maybe if he only watched it one time, and not 10 times, he would have seen things that really weren't there.
At least 10
Boy,
times.
With,
I can't make fun with of him, Josh. I love Josh.
With him and Mike Mayock watching all that film, it's amazing they can even get on TV and talk.
Right.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Phone number is 508-543-7482.
Oh, wait, Fred, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is coming from my father. He's He wanted to know, he said, when Belichick was the defensive coordinator for the Giants, whenever they played an immobile quarterback, whether it be by injury or just because he can't move, other than Dan Marino, he liked to blitz him. And he's wondering why they didn't blitz more and try to bring more pressure on Rivers. And I said it might be because he's trying to cover up that awful secondary.
Well, that was
that
my
has.
First thought. Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, normally in those situations when he was in New York, he would like to bring pressure because he knew the guy couldn't move.
Yeah, but when he was in New York, he had Lawrence Taylor, you know?
So I'm surprised that they didn't try
difference.
To put a lot of heat on Rivers because obviously he wasn't getting away from anybody.
Well, I mean, going into the game, that's what I thought they would do. They just, you know.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, a couple here and there. Rodney came a couple of times and got through, forced, quick errant throws, but I don't think they blitzed a lot.
Anytime he had to move at all.
Because the way I figured it is, you know, there's really kind of two ways you put the pressure on the quarterback: a contained blitz where you try to keep him on a spot, and then another one where you try to flush him out.
Right.
In this case, they didn't matter because he couldn't really run.
Right. No.
So you could do any type you wanted, and I thought they'd do it more too, but they didn't.
Bill estimated, I think, the other day he said about 20%, maybe
that they blitzed.
So that's not a lot, you know, especially for them. So I was a little surprised by that. So. I just thought that there was nowhere that Rivers could have gone. It was clear from watching him in pregame warms. There's no way he's going to avoid a, you know, even if he recognizes the, it's hard to get rid of the ball quickly when you're that hampered with your mobility.
He couldn't move at all.
Yeah, setting quickly and throwing the ball, it takes a little time when you're that limited.
Well, what'll be interesting is how now they try to go after Manning, you know, because. He's playing well. He's playing very efficient.
You don't want
efficient.
Him getting comfortable.
But when the Patriots needed to, they went after him and they had success.
Well, the key, I think, is going to be for the Giants how well they run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Because throughout this playoff stretch, as good as Eli's been, it's been a complementary part of the game. They've run the ball reasonably effectively, and then Manning has been excellent in his spots. But if you have to turn it over to Manning with no running game, you know, can he do the same thing? And I'm not sure.
Right.
Now, in that first game at the Meadowlands on the Saturday night, you know, the first half, the Patriots did a great job of shutting down the run. And then the second half, I thought Jacobs shook loose a little bit and made some plays. Tom made a good point, though. Bradshaw did not play in that game. Ahmad Bradshaw. And he's been a big part of the playoff run here.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing I would say is you have to stay aggressive offensively. they were aggressive in that game right from the start with that
second play of the game, right, was the bomb.
So, yeah, I don't mind the run because I agree that you can't get one-dimensional, but you do need to be aggressive offensively. Don't start throwing two-yard out patterns. Attack down the field like you did that first time because we know the Patriots are going to put up points. You got to figure 31 at low end in the Super Bowl, in a dome atmosphere. So you got to say to yourself, we need 31 to 35 to win this game. So that's how I would look at it.
Do have a favorable matchup with Burris and Toomer. I think they can make some hay with those guys. The question is, how many points are the Patriots going to score? Because I don't see the Giants having that much success.
We were talking about in the office, those safeties are bad for the Giants. Yeah. You know, I was talking to my father about Butler, number 37. His recognition, you saw it last week, Fred, with the Donald Driver. He was the safety that didn't get over, and he was the same guy in the Moss play. You didn't see Webster fall to the ground. You know, what took you so long to get over there? And my father said that's been a problem all year with that guy, that he has no recognition, plus he's slow. So we saw what Belichick did against the Steelers safeties when he knew he could exploit them. Yeah. And that's going to be a tough matchup for the Giants, I think.
I was watching some of the highlights this morning, the Burris-type matchup. Everybody says Burris-Hobbs. But I think the way Hobbs plays sort of takes Burris out of his game a little bit. And I know he had the big catch down there, but the Packers were up in his face, and then the safety took forever to get over. So they were just lobbing it into the zone. As soon as he beat the corner, they were lobbing it. Hobbs is 12 yards deep to start the play. So are they going to be willing to just throw outs all game to Burris, little 10-yard out, 10-yard out, and go down the field? Or are they going to try to get it down the field more to him and make a mistake?
Here's my early prediction. If the Giants don't have at least 10 points in their first three possessions, game over. It's not even going to be close.
Unlike most of your early predictions, I actually agree
with that. You have to score quick against the Patriots because generally they'll adjust and figure out what you're doing. So if you don't have some production early, very rarely do you turn it around. Now, Carolina's an example. They did nothing early in the game, and all of a sudden the Patriots couldn't stop them in the second quarter. And then the same thing happened in the second half when the injuries happened in the fourth quarter. They couldn't stop them at the end of the game either. But I agree with you. For the most part, Fred, early in the game is when the Patriots tend to be at their most vulnerable.
All right.
The opponent scored first in both playoff games, right?
That's right. That's right. And in the Giants game. Giants scored first.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to lose?
I do not.
I do not.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Let's get to some emails. Henry in England.
Hank.
Any way Gillette Stadium can have a roof converted onto it? And he's serious about that question.
Yes.
Sure there is.
There's always a way.
Yeah.
They were going to put a huge tent over Kansas City that was movable, that could cover baseball and they could do anything they want in this day and age.
Yep.
Is it feasible cost-wise?
Is it worth the money? Because if you're thinking about it, because if they do, maybe they'll get a Super Bowl. I don't think they ever will get a Super Bowl.
This place can't handle a Super Bowl.
Imagine the draft.
Well, all the people would have to be staying in Providence or Boston.
I just mean there's one road.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
But you wouldn't have to have anything really here except for Media Day.
Right, Media Day. There wouldn't be any more traffic on Super Bowl Day than there is on any other day.
It would be all around Boston. I would assume with the convention center and stuff like that, like that serving as the media center and the hotels. But I suppose you could do that in Providence, too. I don't know which one they would
do. Or both. You'd probably have to have both. You'd probably have to use hotels in Providence,
I don't think Boston would be a good fit for that.
No.
It should be warm. It should be set up for it. And none of that fits Boston.
I think either
New Orleans
or Las Vegas.
I'm with you, Fred.
Southern Florida and Southern California.
I'm okay with just New Orleans.
Three-way rotation.
Vegas would be outrageous.
Well, Vegas, I think, would be.
But they're not going to do it.
I know they're never going to do it.
That's never going to happen.
New Orleans is a place where they've done it. They could do it anytime they want. I mean,
can't you gamble in New Orleans, too?
Yeah, there's
what's the difference? What's the difference?
But there's no sports book.
Oh.
And there's like the Vegas has an image and that comes with it, especially at the NBA.
No players will get in trouble there.
The NBA just had their All-Star game there last year and was widely panned for. Yeah.
Except the problem was the NBA, not Vegas.
Anthony is in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. I got a beef with you again. Hello?
All right, bring it.
Yeah, you got to do more advertising, Fred. Again, I was at an All-Patriots bar. It's called the Boston Beer Garden down here. And on a diehard fan. He's like, I'm on the website all the time. And I was like, really? And you never heard of PFW? And he said, nope. So you're going to have to advertise, Fred. Come on. You're missing it while it's hot.
I guess so. I mean,
never even heard of PFW. Never. I mean, I could see him saying never heard of PFW in progress, but never
we
even
got,
heard
we
of
got,
PFW.
We got Ask PFW on Tuesdays. We have a permanent placement for it on the left-hand side of every page every day. I mean, I don't know. You know,
well, I'm Anthony, just saying, you know, just big little ad right there.
I hear you.
Front.
Now, did you get him to subscribe for us?
I you know what? I'm working him hard. You know, I'm going to tell him to subscribe. Yes.
All right,
but I told him mostly listen to the radio because I don't know. I think the radio is fun. You know, you just listen to the podcast at your leisure, and you guys are funny. You know,
one wants the paper.
Anthony, you're right. One of the things we never do on this show, which we should, is give out the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-494-PATS if you want to subscribe. Or you can do it online at pfwonline.com.
But why I called today, I didn't know if you touched on it yet, pretty much with the Giants, as in their defensive backfield. Aaron Ross, I believe it, if I'm not mistaken, it's Aaron Ross, correct? One of their corners there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little shaken up, I think, in the last game. How's he looking to come back for the Super Bowl?
I think he's going to play, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that he's going to play. And then their other corner who's been out, I can't think of his name right now.
Madison? Is it Madison?
No, not Madison. The other guy who's been out for the last couple games, their third or fourth corner, they said has a shot to come back. He's been out with a hip flexor. I can't think of the guy's name right now.
They're actually probably healthier now than they were at the start of the playoffs.
And Madison
lost all the guys
playing
against the Patriots.
Yeah. That was pretty much my question, was that, like, you know, how healthy were they, like, when they played us in the last game of the season, and are they going to just be better during the Super Bowl?
How's that O'Hara guy? Question?
He's okay. It's the guard now. Rich Siebert, who got injured in the Packers game, that they're worried about now for the Super Bowl.
And they had so many secondary issues in Dallas. They had, Ross was really banged up that day, and he kept trying to go out there and play, and then he made that one tackle on Barber, and, you know, he didn't look like he was going to be back.
He's been up and down anyway on the year.
Yeah, yet the Cowboys couldn't get a first down. Interesting.
And another thing, guys, too, you know, I know the last time I called, you know, I gave him his props, but I have to give him his props again because Lawrence Maroney, you know, I've been one of his bashers, and I've been saying, you know, give up on this kid. You know, it's been 2 years or whatnot, but, man, I'll tell you, that was an impressive, and it almost ruins it because the drive that I'm talking about in particular, because I went back and watched the game yesterday on NFL Network, was that drive where it ended with an interception that Brady ruined the drive throwing it to Cromartie. I'm telling you, that drive was so impressive because it's just like, you know, they lined up and they said, we're going to run the ball, and they ran it at will. And
he had
six
runs on that one drive, I think.
Yeah. What's that again?
I think he had six carries on that one drive.
Yeah, it was just impressive. And it's that offensive line, too, man, they're just incredible. They pushed those guys back a good, like, 2-3 feet, you know, and that gave Lawrence that extra little room just to shove it right in there, basically.
Yep. Okay.
You know, what's that?
Hopefully we'll see more of that in a couple Sundays.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to, you know, I was a basher. You know, I have to give him his props. You know, it's well deserved. And hopefully we have a lot more of that in the future because that's a well-balanced offensive attack with that running game now.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Anthony in Naples.
He's everything we asked for over the last five games, right? He's a 1,500-yard back.
He's been great.
Finishing
on the offensive line, too. You know what? I think they are good at doing one thing. I'm not sure they're quite talented enough to pass protect, run block. It seems like when they go into a game knowing they have to stop the pass rush, they do it. When they go into a game, so we're going to establish the run, we're going to run, they do it. It's like they sometimes have trouble, I think, flicking back and forth between the two.
This one, they did pretty well.
No, they did, but I
agree with your overall assessment, but I think
that's where they get caught up, and that's sometimes where I think of them as a lesser
I
line.
Think that's true of the team in general,
yes.
With the exception of, you know, a few standouts, you know, Brady being at the top of that list. But defensively, how many times have we said, well, Bill will identify the thing that the other team does best, and he'll take that away?
Right.
And then a lot of times it's at the expense of something else, like David
Garrett.
I don't either. Freddie, your boy Hog Hannah making the rounds this morning.
I know exactly why they're 18-0. They're tremendously talented.
Your boy
that?
Hog Hannah making the rounds this morning, the media.
Yeah, he was
circuit.
On the radio or something.
I saw him on Fox 25 News first, and then I heard him on one of the radio stations.
This is John Hannah.
He's pimping something for Bank of America.
Yeah, he's doing like three different
checking.
Appearances today or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he was telling some funny stories. He was good.
Good, okay. Finishing up Henry's
good,
email.
Good. Right, right.
Merriweather's been catching my eye since the Bengals game. He looks mean, hits hard, always seems to be around the ball. Plays with a swagger. If he just hold on to his pick opportunities, people would be raving about him. I think he's an entertaining player and a major prospect playmaker.
I got to watch him more closely.
Yeah. I missed some of this.
I saw him
always around the ball.
I saw him whiff big time on Darren Sproles on that big run that he had, and I saw a couple other times where he came running in and was out of position. So I guess we'll have to watch him.
Yeah, I got
to
watch him
tell
more
you
closely.
Guys, remind me at the Super Bowl.
I won't be in the press box.
To really watch him.
I'll be in section 407, row 407, seat 407.
I just haven't seen him.
Listen to this sucks.
I haven't
listen to this fat bastard next to me. This is terrible.
I haven't seen him a lot. I haven't seen him a lot.
No.
I mean, he's been on the field a lot. I just haven't seen him make a lot of plays.
He had a good hit last week.
I haven't seen him
get
beaten a lot either. So.
What was the hit last week where he delivered a blow? It was a little Rodney-like in that the play was, you know, over.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not. I haven't really noticed him like some other people.
But
have,
everybody's
but
raving. Like,
I don't
we've gotten a lot of emails in the last week or two.
And I certainly don't
him.
Think he's been a liability. I think he's been fine. He
and clearly, he's out there. So Bill is more comfortable putting him out there in important situations. Of course, he put Eric Alexander out there.
Finally, Henry says, Super Bowl, we're not going to have a Week 17 flashback. I don't think it's going to be close. I'm not being an ignorant homer. It's because in the fourth quarter, the Patriots went after Eli and shut their offense down. Belichick and Pease have 2 weeks to prepare, and I think we are going to see some major blitz packages. Don't think Manning will handle it. It's in a dome. Patriots seem a quicker, more efficient, and deadlier offensive team. Not looking great for the Giants, but then again, when did anything?
Okay. Well, they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think that the Patriots are clearly the better team, and I think they're going to win the game. Not sure I agree those reasons why, though. I mean, the last drive that the Giants had the ball, they went down the field and scored, and got back within three. They had a drive that Eli threw an interception on. I don't think that the Patriots turned it around, you know, dramatically on the Giants that day. They stopped them on a couple of possessions. Where they forced a punt, and then Eli threw an interception.
The Giants got a little conservative.
And then the Giants came right back and went down the field and scored.
Like my father said, he said if they were up by 14 in that game, he said watch them because they'll get conservative, and they did. They played everything towards the line of scrimmage with the Patriots having all their players at the line of scrimmage, and they played right into their hands. You know, they played like they had nothing to lose except for about 7 minutes of that game. You know, like you said, Paul.
About
then
the
they
first
got,
7 minutes
then,
of the fourth
then
quarter.
Then they got down by 10, and they played
and they
like they were right
they
back
were
at
before,
it. Boom, boom,
and,
boom, right down
the Patriots were coming after them. The Patriots started blitzing heavily in that fourth quarter, and they were making plays in the face of that.
I think
the Giants are pretty good. I just think the Patriots are a lot
better.
And
I think if they stay aggressive offensively, they can put points up on the Patriots on Super Bowl Sunday.
As long as they don't make mistakes.
Your mom goes to college.
But I think the Patriots will put up more points.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think I think one of
love
the things
the
that we talked about yesterday, Fred, when you dismissed us, was just getting back to the weather. You know, they're going to be indoors.
Yep.
Out in Arizona, no wind, no conditions to kind of slow down. I think the Patriots are going to be back to what they were earlier.
I should mention this. People were writing in about the line yesterday. 68% of the money currently on the Giants getting the 14. Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. Tony writes in, during yesterday's show, Fred was there for the first series and then pulled himself from the show. Was Fred sitting in the corner with his helmet and parka on pouting for the last three quarters of the show? And on your searches for the naughty strip clubs, maybe you should contact Eugene Robinson. And this mission will be easy for Eric. He'll just hang out at the nearest rest area. Now,
your mom goes to college.
That was the first shot anyone took at you all day, just as you walked in.
I don't think that's true, Tom.
Speaking of that
was the first shot that
it really
took
was.
At me.
I don't. Think
well, Salt said he wouldn't buy
lunch let
you if
eat.
You ate
yeah.
it. Yeah, I had a feeling
that hurt. That
no.
hurt a little bit.
No, actually,
in here? A little bit.
No,
Just a little bit.
I want to start fresh. I want to start a turnover
late,
a new leaf.
My friend.
Too late. No, now. You don't believe in second chances around here?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I gave it a
You're
thought.
You're giving them a second chance?
No, I want to have a second chance with the fans.
Does the second chance include your kicking career?
No, I want a second chance with the fans. I'm saying we got off on the wrong foot.
I want a second chance,
you know,
too.
We
I want
started
hair.
Off pretty
I
well
hair.
In training camp. When I started blogging, people kind of reacted well
that
to my blogs.
So
they did. Your blog.
Yay.
Yeah, when we were blogging in training camp, they said, you know, I Well, got some good feedback about
my
blog.
Since you're here, I want to read this email. It's from Trenton Albany.
Trenton Albany.
Oh, yeah. And he says, I've noticed that you guys like to pick on Eric a lot, making fun of his punting accomplishments, fake girlfriends, challenging a 14-year-old kid to a fight, and even questioning his masculinity. Oh, the humanity. But Eric, if you are listening, and he is, he's right here.
Yeah, right here, Trent.
I want to tell you that you are one heck of a journalist. You consistently cover the Patriots with a flair that your coworkers do not.
Flair?
Your stories.
We're not gay.
Your stories and articles are well written, and I appreciate the effort you give in every report and every story. Last time I checked, PFW is a weekly newspaper first and a radio broadcast second. Fred, give the boy some props. The rest of you guys should take note. Even if Eric is a wuss, he is good for PFW.
Has anyone ever been to Albany, New York?
Well, thank you, Trent.
There you go.
Go take it.
I couldn't agree more with that email. He does have more of a flair than any of
this,
us.
The figures this guy lives in Albany. Go take a dump. Look at it. That's what Albany, New York is.
Oh.
I mean, this guy's got to be one of the biggest losers on the planet. I lived in Albany for a couple of months. I couldn't stand it. There's just nothing but a bunch of morons and losers, and that's your audience, Eric. You finally found them. Albany, New York, the armpit of America. Albany?
Thank you, Trent. Oh, I appreciate it.
Unless he's from Albany, Georgia. I don't know nothing about there.
Never mind.
You got a story about Albany?
Well, I did. I went back in the day when I was going to college. I was also working full time at an insurance company.
Didn't you go to college in Tampa?
Well, I transferred to Emerson.
Oh, he's been all over the
country. And is it Albany in New York?
This is back in like 1983, and I was one of the first people in this whole big insurance company to learn how to use a personal computer, an IBM, no hard drive, just a floppy disk, and I learned how to do all this stuff, and then they started sending me around to teach the other offices, and I wound up in Albany at this motel where all the rooms have their own jacuzzis. So I thought that was
you told me that. Remember I told you I used to go to that hotel every now and then?
Yeah, yeah. By yourself?
As a personal trainer?
No, we used to... It wasn't that great of a hotel, right?
No, it was. But I forget.
How'd they have jacuzzis then?
It's like the Travelers Inn.
They were catering to an audience.
I know what you're talking about.
That
place is popular for people taking guests there.
They rent it out by the hour.
Yes.
So what were you doing there?
I was just working.
But
so was she.
It's an awful, awful place to live. That's why this guy's so miserable and likes Eric's stuff. I mean, if you
Plus
were from
gay.
Albany.
Don't forget about the flair.
Yeah, he's probably hitting
he's
on
hitting
him.
On
I didn't
him.
Even think
yes,
of that.
Yes, he's gay.
So there you go.
You guys, you know, like Trent from Albany just said, you're jealous.
Absolutely. I don't have
you're
a flair.
You're making fun of him.
No, I just like to make fun of him.
We make fun of everybody.
I'm not jealous of Chris Ferreira.
Right.
We make fun of him
nonstop. Fred, it's okay. I've matured this season. I think I'm able to handle the barbs. I'm okay with
it.
I know.
Andy Hart just wants to be me.
Right.
It's obvious.
Those people who can take people making fun of them are comfortable in their own skin. And that's a good place to be.
I am going to give Eric a compliment. He's much better at transcribing the press conferences than Beth Long over at PR. Those updates that you put on the web, those transcriptions that you claim as web stories, are phenomenal.
I get them from
Beth Long. I love the two-word sentences you use, according to Belichick.
Real quick, we have
maybe
a theme.
We can have him replace Balzer. That's all Balzer does.
We have a theme for the week and our words of the day, obviously a New York theme. Today's is New York omelet, courtesy of Gary Gradecki.
All right. I can only imagine.
You don't want to.
No.
I don't think you want to.
Jonas writes in, guys, and Shalom Kirsch. who do you think is the scariest Patriot? I'm thinking of someone who you'd not want to owe money to or whose daughter you'd want to avoid dating, assuming she was of age.
Nick Kazier.
Logan Mankins and Adalys Thomas are the obvious choices.
Thomas is mine.
With Mel Mitchell and Kyle Brady as sleepers, what do you think?
I think Mankins is a good one. He's a mean SOB.
Yeah, but
he's quiet, but he's mean.
I go with Kazier because he reminds me of Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. That scares me.
Just a boy.
Just a boy.
I like the way you talk.
He actually talks like that.
Dallas Thomas. Those are probably the... I tell you what, I wouldn't want all Vince Wilfork $100. I know that.
But I'm going more in terms of less size and intimidation. You know, they're all intimidating, but Dallas Thomas frightens the bejesus out of me. I don't know why. He just intimidates.
Look, we're going by
be nice
that.
If he frightened the bejesus out of a couple opposing quarterbacks.
I wouldn't want old Rodney money then either.
You can keep making those comments.
I'm afraid of Nick Caserio. I think he's carrying a gun.
He is a little questionable. Yeah. I don't know about him. Yeah. He could have.
He's got the eyes.
Not to mention that Moss probably is above putting one in your head.
That's true.
All right.
Let's go precedent established already with Merriweather.
Let's see. Justin from Alaska.
None of us is making it down to Arizona.
Hombres, he says, you all need help. Yeah. Please get some professional pictures for that guy who has a MySpace for PFW in progress. Those pictures of you are scary, to say the least.
Hey.
Paul looks like he's being interviewed by Channel 5 News for being busted for smuggling urban dictionaries to the local junior high. Tom's picture looks like the one guy on DesperateBostonSingles.com who has a zero in the inbox.
I don't even know where that picture's from.
Eric looks like he just walked out of Auschwitz. Oh, now that's...
Speaking of, I'll let you finish this, and I got a comment.
And Andy actually looks normal, and his head isn't that big.
Thank you. My God!
Listen, I was thinking. Hang on one second, Eric, and then I'll let you go. I think he doesn't have elephantitis of the head. When people say
natural.
Like,
but
the only thing about it is you can't judge Andy's head when he's alone. Have to put it next to a Hindenburg.
Right. People are looking,
you can see how big it is.
But people are looking at pictures thinking like this big massive headed guy.
Right.
Andy, you can't wear like normal hats.
No, I cannot.
He's got a big head.
He can't just buy a hat off the rack and wear it.
Okay, now Fred, we got an email yesterday.
Where's your hat?
We got an email yesterday from a guy talking about our pictures on the PFW MySpace page.
Yeah.
And I said, how can he take a shot at me? I don't have a picture up there. And then the guy writes back and says, or somebody wrote back and said that yes, there is. I had a source within the team who sent me a picture.
Not
do you know anything about
wait,
this?
Well, he didn't accuse you yet, so why are you defending yourself?
I was pointing at
Rodney
Harrison.
I said, do you know anything about
Rodney Harrison?
I don't. But
why are you jumping up and down before the flag's even
Michelle
thrown?
Or more or one of them.
Where's your picture?
Yeah,
I'll tell you why.
Yours is the only one missing.
I have a picture of Fred sleeping in his office you guys might be interested in. Or some at my wedding that you might think are...
Yeah, send one of those. Fred needs to be up there. Everyone else is up there. You need Gary should be up there, too.
Let's see. Justin also says, freaking out about Tom. I have to say I spent all of Monday and part of Tuesday freaking out about Tom's situation. Not the boot, but the babe. Man, the pics of her on Google Images are enough to drop. See now? I see. I can't read that, Justin.
Gary was in there holding his breath.
Fred, you got to read these ahead of time before you read them.
I don't even know where it was going.
Is that a hair gel?
Oh, drop, yeah. Drop. I'm trying to finish. Complete the sentence.
Yeah, something.
Too skinny for me.
Rhymes with weed?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no?
Yes.
Rhymes with toad?
Oh. Oh, well, the
same, mother.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Is that a hair gel?
That's more along the lines of it, right? Let's see.
Hey, you can't say that on this show? Of all the things we say, you
who
can't
knows?
Say that?
Ben writes
Dover.
In. No. Ben is from
Dover.
Boston. So he says, what's up?
Delaware?
I just wanted to ask a question about the G-men and the Pats. Which team is a more talented team outside of the coaches and the QB? The 01 Pats or the 07 G-men? What do you think?
07 Giants.
07 Giants, more talented?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the LT thing, I lost respect for him when he made comments about Belichick last year when we celebrated on their center field about our class and unsportsmanship. Then the Spygate comment, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Now quitting on your team. The NFL should investigate the team for the misuse of the injury report and not putting him on it at all.
Why?
To me,
he played.
To me, LT is a great player, but he is an illiterate just learning how to speak English when he got money to pay for a tutor to teach him this great language. Why? Is he from another country?
No.
LT?
To me, he gives a lot of... I don't know. I
okay, so this guy lost all respect for him.
Anyway, he says, I might sound like a homer, but who cares? He's a bum. Talent can't change who you are. Go Pats. Blah, blah, blah. So, that's Ben.
Yeah, I'm down on him, too. I defended him last
too.
Year. I didn't really have a problem with the classless comments. And I also, I didn't have a problem with if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, because that's a classic Bobby the Brain Heenan quote right there. So
plus, he was laughing.
I love that.
He obviously wasn't
that's just
serious,
having fun, but... Since then, he's been shown to be a real boob in a lot of ways dealing with his team.
His actions with his own teammates, to me, are why I'm down on him. You know, the getting up and walking away from Rivers in that game.
Not even just getting up.
Making
the,
a big show.
He was like
it.
A bad stage actor doing it. So all 60,000
right.
people
going by
see.
That, going by what happened Sunday and what Marcellus Wiley has recently said, my guess is the San Diego reporter said he's a god. I bet you he's not a god in that locker room, especially now. I guarantee you he's
a god in the people that
and
buy
I
the
think
jerseys.
That's why Turner's mad. I think he's upset that he didn't give it more of a go than one series when other guys were out there putting it all on the line.
I mean, that's the stupidest thing you could.
I mean, you know, you think about it. Guys can't affect the locker room. We heard reports a couple weeks ago about now that Jeremy Shockey's out, that the Giants' locker room's a little bit more relaxed, that Eli Manning never really, you know, felt comfortable around Shockey. And you got to think, Tiki Barber not being there.
No question.
You know?
All the drama that those two brought.
Too much drama. You know, divas. Let's see. I'll bet you if T.O. had been out, the Dallas Cowboys would have won that game.
He's not helping anything. I know that.
Let's see. Matt from Quincy, he says, as evidence that this whole restraining order issue is affecting Randy Moss on the field, look no further than at the 7:54 mark in the third quarter, 7:54 remaining in the third quarter Sunday. The Pats had to burn a timeout because Moss was not lined up on the line of scrimmage. If the Pats had run the play, they would have been called for an illegal formation. It was first down, but this was a crucial drive as they were only up by two and the offense had been stuck in the mud for a while. This lack of concentration along with his subpar route running is really making Randy invisible in the passing game. If you watched Randy...
Subpar route running.
Yeah, you should watch... If you watch that game over and watch some of the highlights back, especially one is the Welker touchdown, I don't know what he's doing. He's not running a route. He's just loafing around out there.
Oh, well, loafing might be one thing, but I mean, unless people that are talking about
times.
Him all year... And wrong. I mean,
this is like the Brady thing. We really can say he was lined up on the wrong side of the formation. He was thinking about the restraining order.
Well,
like,
he goes on to say, if you watch Brady,
I just think he was cold.
Paul, we talked about this at the time. Brady got upset that the sideline called the timeout because Brady saw it and was actually motioning him over to the other side. And I think Brady believed he had it under control. He was going to get him to the other side and snap the ball and was actually upset that the sideline blew a timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard him yell, "I got it."
He yelled, "I got it," when they called timeout. Like, I'm in control out here. I can see what's going on. I've done this a time or two.
Matt says also, if you watch Randy at the end of the game, he appeared to be very subdued. I wonder if we are starting to see the transformation of Moss back to the sulking, brooding, disinterested Randy of old. As long as it was all about him, everything was okay. Now that he's just a bit player, he's sliding back to the old Oakland Raider days. He appeared to have done a 180, but now looks like he has just kept on spinning right back to where he started. Maybe it's not so far-fetched to think he and his baggage won't be back next season after all.
Well, the one thing I'll say, if the people who are worried about him coming back and stuff, the thing that would get me worried as a fan is why wasn't he on the field celebrating with his teammates? To me, that's the big one, because he's waited all this time to get to the Super Bowl. All year, we've been saying it on this show, the team player, talking to Oscar Lua, and then the biggest moment of the season, he can't wait to get out of there.
Right.
That's a little weird to me.
I agree.
He preached all year, team, 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 and that makes it look like it was me, me, me. I wasn't involved, so I'm leaving.
It makes it look like. We don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, maybe, he might have been hurt.
Maybe that's the time when that whole restraining order deal in Florida is getting to him, and he's like, okay, the game's over. Now he's focused on whatever else is going. Maybe that's what was going on. Just give him the benefit of the doubt for that. Wait to see what he does in the Super Bowl. If he's loafing around in the Super Bowl, then you know he's got problems. But I don't expect him to be doing that in the Super Bowl.
What's the worst case scenario of this whole Florida thing?
I'm talking about more of the future, though. He's going to have a big game in the Super Bowl regardless, I think, whether he's bothered or if he doesn't want to be here.
If I were a Pats fan, I wouldn't worry about the future right now. Your future is the Super Bowl. That's it. Just worry about that game.
But why would he be worried about the restraining order? I don't really understand it.
It's just something.
It's a nagging thing.
You've known
the
person for 11 years, and now she's suing you or trying to not sue you.
And the timing of when it happens.
I was told by Fred Kirsch, I think earlier this year or last year, that once you step on the field, you forget about all those kinds of things.
When you're fly fishing, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Andy in Sioux City says, guys, here are my 5 points, and Paul will probably copy them, but that's okay.
No, he takes them from Reese, not you.
I actually already did them. But
Reese did his this morning. Paul did
his
a few.
His back foot immediately went up.
Yeah, well,
on Brady.
I still don't see.
All right, whatever. Brady sucks in the wind, and it probably will not be windy in Arizona, so look for him to have a big game. Moss sucks when it's cold, and it will not be cold in Arizona, so I think he has a big game.
That's the same thing as the first
three. The Patriots have a distinct advantage over the Giants when it comes to coaching. 2 weeks to prepare in a team the Patriots just played recently. I like the chances for a win.
That kind of contradicts one of mine.
4, quarterback comparison. There is none. Brady is head and shoulders above Manning. And 5,
that's
finally,
mentioned.
I think the old guys step it up one last time, get it done. Look for Falk, Vrabel, and Harrison, especially to get the job done and bring the trophy home.
I thought they were talking about Paul there for a second.
I was going to say, Brewski, Seau, what about those guys?
The coaching thing, I don't – I almost always we give a huge edge to the Patriots, but it's an edge, but I don't think it's a huge. I think Tom Coughlin's a pretty good coach.
I do, too.
I don't think this is a huge edge.
I think Bill has the more talent.
Oh,
so
no,
if he's
question.
A slight bit of it, if he gets a little bit of the coaching edge, he already has the talent edge. Right. To me, those multiply
but
times
he could,
each other.
He could win the game by 30 points, and I wouldn't necessarily look at it and say, oh, wow, he outcoached
the
Tom
one
Coughlin.
Thing I will say, though, is, and you heard this earlier in the year, Paul, it won't happen now, but Kevin Gilbride is taking a lot of heat there, and I don't think he's a great coach.
No.
And I know he has a lot to do with the play calling, and some of me thinks that when they get ahead, it's him being conservative. I know he's taken that criticism in the past, and I know you heard he was in trouble possibly in New York, Paul.
But he keeps getting hired.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, a lot of people, but a lot of people keep getting hired.
I know, but that's the thing. Why does the NFL feel like it has to retread?
I don't think I'm not saying that Coughlin necessarily, but if
hire you.
But it'll be interesting to see how that offensive game plan is, because if you're a 14-point underdog, you got to take it to the other team. You really do.
Andy also says, P.S., I received my January 9th PFW yesterday and can't wait to find out how the Patriots do in the playoff
game. Good job, Carol.
Post office sucks. It's a good thing I have this show to listen to.
Yeah, the paper's dying, Fred. Nobody gets it.
Mike Smith
post
offered
office does
Falcons
yeah.
coaching job.
Yeah. All because they didn't want to wait a week.
Let's see. Alex from Munich, Germany.
Gary.
I realized something during the AFC Championship game in both playoff games. When the opponent scores first, the Patriots end up winning the game. And after the Patriots gave up those first points, they never looked back. Versus Jacksonville, 0-7. Versus San Diego, 0-3.
Never looked back.
What? They win when they other team scores first, and they win when they score first. They just win them all.
Right. Yeah, and they were up
to
the trend this year.
It's not really much to like, yeah, you can't really compare it. They haven't lost.
I look at some of those, like there's a ton of numbers out there that we break out all the time, you know, record in domes on our – the Patriots' numbers with Brady and Belichick, they win almost 80% of their games.
Right.
So they have ridiculous numbers in every conceivable –
right
situation, you know, scoring first, scoring last.
It'd be one thing if, like,
leading
in a dome,
half,
they never
the
win.
Half.
But there's nothing like that. So two more questions from Alex. Do you think that Eli will find his way back to the old Eli, which is choking? And do you know any good sports bars in Boston? Yeah, there's a few.
And they would be called?
No, there's tons of sports bars.
What about the Cask and Flagon? Is that one?
Don't they advertise one of the best in America?
That would be one of the worst ones.
Oh, really?
Don't they have a sign that says, like, number two sports bar in
America?
That's
why I saw a commercial for it.
Well, maybe as far as traffic, because they're right next to Fenway Park.
You're really not figuring that out at all, are you? Don't you know why it's one of the worst ones?
It's a dive.
I hear Game On is great.
It's not a dive. They redid it. It's really nice.
It's not a dive at all, but it happens to be next to Fenway Park.
This time next year, CBS Scene, you got to go to CBS Scene.
Or if they bring a Cask and Flagons here. Place is phenomenal.
If you go by Fenway or if you go by the Boston Garden, there are a ton of sports bars. Or if you go into Alston-Brighton area, there's the Sports Depot, which is a good place as well.
A good times emporium where you can take a couple swings after watching the game.
There are no lack of sports bars in Boston. One of the classic ones is the Fours, which is down the street from the Boston Garden. Yep. That's one of the oldest sports bars in Boston.
I like that place.
Gets
good,
crowded.
Good time. I'm not sure. Is Good Time still open, Gary? You'd know that's near you.
You got a 12-year-old girlfriend?
Huh?
In Somerville?
Yeah, it's still open.
She must like to
play
the video games.
I watched the
99
AFC Championship game, the Jacksonville, Tennessee one. Tennessee upset them at Jacksonville.
I watched WrestleMania.
I watched that from there.
Something there.
All right. Joey Feep says,
Feep,
yesterday's show was one of your best. You're striving for perfection, like the team.
Let's
not
see
surprisingly,
why that
Fred wasn't here.
I agree 100%.
He put a Teddy Bruschi on you.
I agree 100% with your thoughts on LT's cowardly act Sunday. I cannot imagine how angry and betrayed I would feel if I was a Charger fan. However, when I perused their team board, the majority of posts complained about officiating being the biggest factor in their loss. The Chargers have only themselves for the loss, 3 first and goals inside the 10 and no TDs, 9 points.
Oh, that's where I blame LT.
Yeah, the officiating sucked. What a bunch of babies out there. I can't say I like Rivers now, but my respect for him as a competitor grew tremendously during the game. Andy, are you sporting a pink sock yet? And
no.
Tom, nice interview with Norv. I went to your MySpace page, but as yet unable to figure out how to join and post a picture. I'm not sure why. Okay, I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know anything about MySpace, really.
But we're up to 40-something friends.
So are we now adopting that as our official website?
No, it's unofficial. It's a fan site.
Oh, yeah, Chris Ferreira wanted to take it over. Yeah. I just saw everyone out there knows. Chris Ferreira goes, shouldn't we take that over? They're advertising on there and company man Chris Ferreira. But, Fred, you'll be glad to know that Chris and I are going to have a one-on-one basketball game in the summer. He's according to Chris, he was a phenomenal high school basketball player.
JV.
So he had, quote, a good shot.
Outside. Great outside shooter.
He had skills.
He was a great outside shooter.
And I'm going on record right now and telling you that I stink at basketball.
That was really
but
good
I'm going to play
too.
Him. I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to pound him down low and down in the post. We're going to go down to Rodman, and we're gonna have it all hang out right there,
Rodman,
me and him.
Pounding down low.
Pounding in the post at Rodman.
And having it all hang out.
Eric's there.
You know, Dr. Z's picking the Giants, right?
Good. Zimmerman. That's good.
He's terrible.
Yeah, because
the guy
awful.
Hasn't won a Super Bowl in 30 years.
His last words are, I appreciate the chance to ride with a double-digit underdog to win straight up. We must all be thankful for small blessings that happen to come our way.
He picked against the Cowboys all three times.
Yeah, he is terrible.
He's awful.
Games.
He is an angry, angry old man.
He really is an angry, angry man.
I don't know why. He seems like he's had a pretty good life. You guys are all angry, and you're young men. What's the difference?
But we haven't had a good life. Had a great life.
I'm pretty happy, Eric.
I'm getting hit on 95, and I'm going to be out, you know, my car and the money.
I'll be dead in 3 years.
I don't have anything to be happy about.
I need new tires for my car.
I did have a 360.
You have a great life.
You know why that is? Because you got it in the parking lot. If you didn't in the parking lot every day.
What's a good tire, Andy? You know all this stuff.
I do not know.
Oh, you're not into tires?
Strippers. What's
Pirelli.
A good tire?
I'm thinking to go with Michelin.
Pirelli.
Oh, those are really expensive, right?
Yeah. You said you wanted really good.
That Pirelli. Doesn't matter for Eric.
No, Pirelli's.
A pompous
and Continentals are another good one.
Continental. That's what I have on it now.
Oh, Fred.
Okay.
You have to have a car commensurate with, I mean, a tire.
I thought Michelin was the
I think
best.
It's funny that Eric doesn't know why
Pirelli's better?
Right.
What's a good place to eat? Well,
I don't want those thin ones.
This 10-star restaurant over
there. Morton's.
Plus, Paul advertises for Michelin. He's their mascot.
Why do you have to be so mean?
Everybody complains you're white. I think you're fat. You got no hair. I mean, it's a dead ringer for you.
Well, that's why
Homer
I want,
Simpson, Paul Perillo, and the Michelin Man
that's
separated
why I
at birth.
To do the Eric thing, Andy. I just want a fresh start. I want to have hair. I want to be thin, and I want to be 10 years younger.
Yeah, just be happy with
Can
yourself.
Can I just start all over again?
No.
Did you happen to catch Peter King?
It's Peter
on
King.
His Monday morning quarterback. He was talking about players who
crap.
Weren't necessarily good influences on their team. Because talking about, and he threw Drew Bledsoe in there. When?
What are you going to do?
Monday morning quarterback.
No, with which team? I think he
When
means.
Was he not a good influence? I don't know. He just threw Bledsoe out there, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, I've said in the past to continue to say, I think his role in 2001 was a bit overrated in terms of how good he was.
I've said it before.
I do think that he did a good job of making sure that it didn't get public and making a big stink out of it. I'm sure that he wasn't, you know, this great support system for Tom Brady like it's been portrayed, but I think that's done. Drew Bledsoe was not a hindrance to that team.
Cheap shot.
So.
Cheap shot.
Yeah, and it's a typical cheap shot because the guy's no longer around to defend himself.
He lives in Montana and won't read Monday Morning Quarterback. Wyoming, wherever the hell it is.
On the phone right now, direct from warm California, is Cali Girl. Cali Girl, how you doing?
Hey, I'm a little sick, but
you're a little sick. What's the matter?
Is that hair gel?
You got a stomach virus?
No, just a little cold. A
little cold, so you're not on the toilet?
No, not on the toilet.
No, okay. So you have a cold.
Yeah.
I thought in California, no one ever gets sick.
Well, I went to San Diego. Those people.
Oh,
are
that's
all
right.
Sick down there.
Yeah. So you partied with the Chargers fans last week?
Yeah, they're crazy down there. Yeah.
Did you give it to them?
No, I didn't want to get beat up.
Oh, okay.
There was fights and stuff.
Were there? Where were you? Like in the Bowery?
Were you at Tijuana? Did you cross the border?
Yeah.
No, I was in San Diego, but there's an unofficial Patriots bar down there.
Yeah.
And there was some fights between Chargers and Patriot fans.
Physical fist fights.
Yeah,
in
the parking lot.
Who won?
And Fred doesn't know why I don't like to go to those places to watch games.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but Paul, you're usually starting them. Because somebody will say something stupid out loud, and then you'll say something wise back. You started.
That's part of it.
You told me the story about that Super Bowl in New Orleans.
You'll read my commentary.
So you didn't. I hope you didn't get involved in the fight, Cali Girl.
No.
Was it really close to you? Right. Like, did beer get spilled on you and stuff? And...
No, they were outside.
Now, so were the sailors in town?
Wet? I mean,
because it's a big Navy area. Were the sailors in town? Were they in port?
Fred, what are you doing?
What? There's a lot. It's a big Navy area.
There okay. was some.
Oh, Navy because, you know, the sailors, they're on leave. They get a few drinks in them. They fight each other, and then they hug and make up later in the night. I've seen it happen.
Is this a pirate ship?
It kind of is. It might as well be.
Jesus.
When I used to live in the Caribbean, they'd come in. All the women and children would hide, and they'd go out, and they'd have their night in the town, and they'd get drunk. There would be no women around because they'd be hiding. They'd fight each other, and then they'd kiss and make up late in the night, tell each other how much they love each other. That's what would happen.
Apparently, you were a part of this.
Well, I witnessed it. We were there. Yeah.
You were in the Navy or what?
I wasn't in the Navy. I lived down there.
You lived in San Diego?
No. This is in Caribbean.
In the Caribbean?
St. Thomas area. All right. I've made Cali Girl speechless.
And I'm guessing she didn't want to talk about that.
Wow.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to tell you about San Diego, that I had a good time. And we're going to the Super Bowl, and we're playing the Giants. And so, basically, we're
going
to win.
Are you going personally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, I would love to. You know, seeing as it's the next state over, that'd be great.
Yeah, you could drive.
We'll see you there.
Yeah,
why don't you?
Tom's looking forward to it.
You got $1,200? You want to make $1,200 the hard way?
In my pocket.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad that you did not get involved in those fights, and I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling that well.
Oh, well, I'll feel better.
All right. All right, that's Cali Girl from, of course, California, checking in. It's nice. We should send her over some chicken soup. You know? Nobody.
Why would you ask her?
Everyone's
just
looking at me like,
because we're amazed at the performance that you just put forth.
I'm kind of speechless, to be honest with you. That never happens to me.
Rob from Ottawa, Canada. I have no idea if Eric is dreamy, but he is pompous.
Yes.
His News Blitz piece is one of the things I scan often these days. See, I told you, Eric. Everyone likes those.
I know.
While every other sports writer in North America is talking about the Super Bowl being in 2 weeks or 14 days, he has to trot out the word Fortnite.
Now that's exactly the flair that
right,
Andy,
yep.
Tom, and I are missing. Yep.
The people in Albany love those kind of words, though, I'll tell you.
Albany, New York.
Fortnite, thanks, Fortnite, Trent. Fortnite. The craft should invest in a grammar checker to check for silk hankies.
Eric, I know.
Is that an Urban Dictionary term that we don't know about?
Know. Eric, I know some people at the Albany Times Union, if you want me to give them a call. See
no,
if
that's
I can
okay.
get you in there.
Thanks. I'm all right.
I heard you guys talking about the effect of cold
Providence
on the Patriots.
Let's stick around there.
And if it's one thing that ticks me off as a Canadian, it's when people don't understand the impact of cold weather on a team's passing game. And that goes for any team. In the case of this year's Patriots, it looks like the team's quarterback rating goes up 1 1/7 point for every degree increase and vice versa. The rule predicted that the Pats would have a rating of around 70 in last Sunday's game. It turned out to be 66, pretty close. If it hits 70 degrees for the Super Bowl, they should rate about 120 to 125. The only two games where this rule hasn't worked were against the Jaguars 2 weeks ago and against the Bills in November. Doesn't seem to apply when Tom decides to go for a walk on the water.
So let me ask
when he
you a
goes
question.
26 for 28.
He says he's from Canada, right?
Eight.
And how the weather affects the passing game. Don't I watch Canadian football and watch those guys throw the ball all over
Doug
the place
Flutie
for hundreds
made a career
and hundreds
slinging
of,
it.
Yeah.
Guy's 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. And he slung it through that wind with no problem in that cold air. It's the extra.
See, I thought he was yards. I thought he was going to say, being from Canada, I think people are making too big right. of a deal. But he went the other way.
Great play by Flutie.
How many domes they got up there? Sky
it's
Dome?
Been, it's been cold here. So no dome, but I would say the weather impacted the passing game against the Jets.
Yep.
Against Baltimore.
Yep.
And Sunday against the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, there's been games that it's been cold. It was cold against Jacksonville, but it wasn't bad. It was
I could still argue
January,
that it affected
it good
the
conditions.
Receiving game.
No, I'm not saying it has no impact at all.
Randy.
It's not that much of a – it's not that big a deal. It was a pretty nice night
I think
that
what,
they played Jacksonville.
I think what Andy said is right on the money. When they started this offense at the beginning of the season, it was new to everybody.
Yeah, by the way,
and defenses. But now teams have film that they can look at and say, okay, we can't let Moss do this. We can't let Welker. Now, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but they have a better idea of how to somewhat defend the Patriots now. And I think you have to give a little credit to the defense and the defensive coordinators who are making those adjustments. And, you know, it's hard to score 40, you know, 38, 40 points a game in the NFL.
How many times did you see a guy, you know, or a team, they come out and they're great for 6, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, and then they gradually slow down? There's a lot of factors. The weather is definitely one of those factors, and that point's another one. You know, now you have 12 games on tape. Teams have said, okay, I've seen teams try to defend them 5 or 6 different ways, and this is the one that seemed like it worked the best. So let's see if we can modify that, and maybe we could slow them down a little bit. San Diego deserves some credit for slowing down the Patriots.
You know, people made fun of, you know, those yahoos on the other radio station were making fun of the word blueprint and the Eagles and everything. I don't think it's a coincidence that after they played the Eagles, teams started playing them a little bit better, because I thought the Eagles were the first team that showed you, you know, you can't lay back and let these guys run free. And while not everyone has the same personnel, I think they're doing that more. Even the Chargers are the best example. They didn't touch a receiver the first time they played, and they had Jammer, who stinks, right up in Moss's face, and they said, we're gonna die. We're at least going to hit these guys. I think that's the way you got to go about it.
TG is in the land of the G-men. Why doesn't Fred block? He seems to be the one who knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I might if I have a chance.
Do you even have,
don't even have an account?
I have an account to that WordPress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Maybe I should start.
Sure.
All I want to know is, how are the Patriots going to stop the G-men? I'm concerned. What if Brady's toupee gets knocked off? Will Casale's hair plugs, Castle's hair plugs, be able to get the job done? Seriously, though, do you guys think the Pats will be able to run on the Giants now that Neal and the tight ends are back? And is it me, or has the Super Bowl hype gotten more ridiculous this time around? I don't. It's just started.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, it hasn't even started.
It hasn't really started yet. And I don't anything. Well, I mean, the TMZ thing is not the Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady has become a celebrity, a worldwide
plus,
type
can
celebrity.
I say, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but
are we boring you, Fred?
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt your nap.
Which, like, by the way, did you see Giselle?
It's like Bill Clinton the other day falling asleep.
Oh, my God. Was that hilarious?
But the best part is he falls asleep, nods off, and then he pops up and nods his approval to something.
And he checks his watch. And then he checks his watch.
To try to get away with it. Yeah, he's nodding.
Like, how much longer is this nonsense going to go on?
You're 3 feet from the guy. Did you not think anyone would notice?
I should have watched Hannity and Combs that night. Hannity must have had a field day.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
Then they were showing Dick Cheney falling asleep. You know, past examples of guys falling asleep.
But that was the most egregious one, especially when he starts nodding in agreement to try to make up for
it. I fell asleep at Bill once, press conference and training camp.
Once.
Somebody had to tap me on the shoulder, wake me up.
Wow.
Josh and Arlington.
I think I probably asked the question,
right, I wanted to get your opinion on that, on the whole thing that Andy was just saying about, you know, the TMZ with Brady and stuff. Do you, like, you know, they were on the same radio station that we're talking about, those guys that you can't say anything about blueprint or anything. They're killing everybody for talking about the fact that Brady had a boot on. What do you think about that?
Everyone sucks but me. Why would they be? That's big news.
I think it's huge.
Yeah, regardless
news.
If it's minor or whatever, it's news.
I don't think it's going to impact one play in the game.
I mean, it's one thing if at the end of the game, Belichick was like some of these other coaches, like Holmgren, and say, hey, you know, as far as injuries, Tom tweaked his foot, he'll be fine. And then the next day you see him in a boot. But you don't hear anything about any of these guys. So when you do see something, it's bigger news than it would be.
But it is big news that the quarterback of the Patriots is out in public with a boot on.
Sure.
And they're just making it sound like these guys are running around. They don't know what they're talking about. Who doesn't know what they're talking about? Everybody is just saying Tom Brady was seen wearing a boot.
And they're wondering what it is.
No one's talking about anything. It's a video or a picture. It tells the story.
No one's saying that this means that Brady won't be available for the Super Bowl. That people are just saying that there's an injury there.
I mean,
and Tom himself intimated that there was an injury that morning.
As a Patriots fan, wouldn't you rather see Tom walking around New York without a boot?
I mean, which he was later that day.
Right. In cowboy boots.
Which somebody is saying is just like being in a walking boot.
Right.
But I think that's part of what this guy is talking about.
Are you going to get some cowboy boots when you're in Arizona, Andy?
No, those are expensive.
No? Why not?
Because they're expensive.
Well, you can afford
plus,
it.
Beyond that.
For your ranch.
When would
you
would
you need cowboy boots for your ranch?
You would think
ranch?
You didn't have to worry about buying a house or paying for that. You know, you could splurge on cowboy boots.
Well, he is buying 2 cars, so.
Or lunch.
Maybe you could buy a 50-gallon hat. You know?
Oh, I'd like to wear one of those.
Because a 10-gallon hat won't fit you.
I got it.
I love how we had to wait and explain it.
Didn't get the reaction he wanted, so I'm going to hammer it home.
Word cam Cameron sign on to? Baltimore?
Didn't see.
Strippers, where are you?
He's the assistant head coach wherever he signed on to. I don't know where.
Josh says
he was the assistant
head coach. We're talking
about
if you make a purchase between now and Sunday in the online pro shop, you automatically get entered for a pair of Super Bowl tickets. Josh says if you make a purchase at the pro shop before the Super Bowl, you enter a chance to have your order delivered 3 weeks after the Super Bowl, just like the T-shirt my wife ordered for me before Christmas that still hasn't come. What the hell's going on with this back order crap? That says Josh in Arlington.
Flanders.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Eric, too.
Patrick in Ontario wants to know, when did Paul give you the nod in the last game? I'm guessing it was when San Diego lined up to punt from the New England 36 in the fourth.
I thought it was after the second field goal.
It was after the Welker touchdown.
I thought you gave the nod after they settled for the second field goal. You giving multiple nods, fraud?
The first nod of the game that I gave actually was after the second San Diego punt.
What are these nods? What am I missing here? What are you doing?
The San Diego went 3-0, then the Patriots went 3-0, then San Diego went 3-0 again. And I looked at Fred, I said, how many times do you think you're going to stop them? That's game. But legitimately, the game was over when Welker scored the touchdown.
So you've devalued the nod. You've given five nods a game now.
Andy, how many times do you can give a nod in the first series of the game and be right?
Yeah, I thought you were good.
Come on. Cut me some slack.
This year?
Yeah.
18.
18, baby.
Terry and
Otto. I had a lot of those.
I'm giving the nod right now. I'm going
to
be right.
See, but I had a lot of those that didn't turn out to be right. I mean, the nod is that you're never in trouble from that moment on. Yeah, I had a lot of nods that the Patriots ended up falling behind after I gave the nod. That's a bad nod.
I had a laugh at this email. Terry in Hamilton, Ontario. I read that Greg Ellis may be interested in coming to the team like the Patriots. Anything really possible there, and would it be a good idea?
You read it
as
from
first
Tom.
Reported by Tom Fasoli.
I laughed.
Did you block that?
Yeah,
no, it's an Ask PFW.
Oh, that's it. Ask PFW.
No, they asked.
Tom can confirm Tom's report.
No, they asked if any veteran players that might want to come to the Patriots, and I said, you know, talking from someone in Dallas, I know that Greg Ellis is unhappy there, and one of the teams that he mentioned he wouldn't mind playing for is the Patriots. If you want to play for a Super Bowl contender, let's be honest, you're picking from like 3 or 4 teams. It's not like you're picking from 15 teams. And
I'd be picking from 2.
And I just thought that's the type of guy that we were talking about before that Belichick would bring in, a hungry guy who will probably take a little less money to come here. You probably lose Colvin, so now you have Thomas, you have Ellis and Vrabel on the outside. So it's a guy you could, because they have plenty of money. So that's not really an issue. And they have to get better at linebacker in general. I mean, how many, we don't know the inside linebackers who you're going to get.
Let's see. Ken from Canton. Just to add to Tom's remark about Neal and Kazier missing the game, what people sometimes forget is that both Watson and Kyle Brady didn't play as well. The running
that's
game
right.
will be much different.
Yep.
And by the way, Vrabel's penalty was a trip, not a leg whip. The difference is that a leg whip is a 15-yard penalty and a trip is a 10-yarder. And while the ref missed it, he also missed the hold by the offensive tackle on the same play. Here, here.
What's a leg whip?
No surprise there. I totally agree with the running game, though. A leg whip is when you, like, kick a guy.
Yeah.
You throw your leg up and
if
you
you're
kick
on the ground
him,
and you throw your leg up.
Trip is
oh,
just,
in the air.
Yeah. Trip is just a trip. I think that could have been a leg whip as well as a trip.
I think it was a low leg whip.
Right.
If it has to be high, then maybe it wasn't a leg whip. I don't know. But
it doesn't matter
way,
anyway.
It's a first
because
down.
Either way, it's a first down and not an interception.
Right, and no turnover.
And, of course, you know, as
all showed Patriots, the Brewski play, and I missed
yeah,
the
I
as
saw
all
the
Patriots
end of it.
Fans are wont to do, we have to focus on some other call that didn't go the Patriots' way because there's a conspiracy against the Patriots.
Here's the replay.
What's that? Replay of what?
Replay.
What
oh, my God. Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. That was blatant holding. Yep. Yeah.
I don't know how we missed that one.
Holding. 54 defense.
I told you.
To try to make a play
oh,
on
yeah.
the ball.
Actually, you know what? Fred did tell us.
Yeah, so
he said it appeared there may have been.
And then it ends up being that, like we figured.
Which was about.
I never saw that either.
Jersey.
I'll tell you something. You get 5 to 10 for that stuff.
That's assault, brother.
I don't know what this means, but Matt says, Eric is to Albany what Jerry Lewis is to France.
The French hate Jerry Lewis.
No, they love,
they love Jerry Lewis, actually.
Oh, yeah, they love him. Why do they love him?
You know what? I don't.
That?
Yeah, there is. I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. You could also go with Hasselhoff is to Germany. That's yeah, sure.
Yeah, those
Hasselhoff's gay too.
Those krauts are weird. Can you say kraut?
I don't know.
I heard it on Everyone Loves Raymond last night. That's why. That's where
kraut?
I got it. It's a
German.
German.
German. Yeah. That's a derogatory.
It's
German.
He got a Frank got a piece of strap metal.
We got new guys in the office over there, and we're talking about krauts.
Why is he German?
I don't know.
No, he got a piece of strap metal, and he said, "I bet you this came right from the ass of some kraut."
Yeah, you can say crowd if you can say it on Everybody Loves Raymond.
It was in The Godfather. Remember that?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go by that.
I saw boobs in that movie.
Rated
I mean,
R. It was in Boogie Nights.
Right, where I saw a 12-inch schlong.
Okay.
Can I not say that, Gary?
Chris from the Bronx,
Jenna too.
One of our favorite emailers and lunch buyers.
Not necessarily in that order.
Not sure if you've seen it, but the New York Post has a section with Giants versus Patriots at the top with a footnote saying, caught cheating for 6 pages in a row. I'm getting some grief from my friends to the point where I'm thinking Giants by 2. Please help. Also, sorry if you broached this topic, but I'm wondering about the game plans versus the Giants running backs. The aspect of LT's absence that hurt the Chargers was that his replacements are good but predictable. I think New York's running backs are similar in styles. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, they supposedly went up against the two best running backs in the Jacksonville game, and they stuffed those guys. The guys who back up Tomlinson are very good, but they were able to stuff those guys too. So I think you're looking at a trend here since that last Giants game where they've been able to stop the run. I don't see a problem with it.
I also like the
Fred Jr. over here.
But I also like the fact – see, I think they are playing good run defense.
I do too, but I just – he's funny.
But I like, you know, the fact that LT was out now is being diminished because Michael Turner, quote, by one of our emails today, I don't know if we've read it or not yet, could start for any other team in the league.
Right. Yeah, which you is know, crap in my opinion.
He's a backup running back. He's a good –
and
backup running
other
back.
Good other teams running have had chances to get him the last couple seasons and wouldn't pay what the Chargers were asking. Right. So
I think that's been kind of funny the way that's unfolded. Like, there would be no difference if LT was out there.
Then why do they have LT? It'd be cheaper to have Turner.
and evidently
go with Turner and Sproles.
And evidently, he wouldn't be nearly as high maintenance.
Right.
You wouldn't have to, you know, separate the colored M&Ms in the locker room.
By the way, that's an issue for them moving forward. Big time. LT and Phillip Rivers and whose team
one.
It is taking the team.
Because you know Phillip Rivers are going to back down.
Right. So
Fred,
that,
we got
that's
into
a
this
developing
good
issue.
To the TV show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, but how was the show?
It was outstanding. One of our best ever.
I just like yesterday. We had a good day yesterday all the way around.
Good. You're the one that can go schlep over and do it when we're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so can
actually,
you.
Actually,
you're
the you.
They already made us.
Because we're not making the trip from the Fleabag Inn.
How do you even know where you're staying?
I don't.
He's actually, lowering expectations.
Actually, that night I'll be in the nice
we're
hotel.
Trying,
but it was just a good
what
argument.
What we're trying to do is assume that we're there, and that way, if it doesn't happen that way, we'll just be that much more excited.
The lower you aim, the better it works out.
That's
remember
what we're
how
trying
you,
to do.
That good. Stupid movie, what's the
Life Aquatic?
No, the other one. The one that Martin Scorsese won.
The Departed.
The Departed. The,
yeah. Stupid
if
movie.
If you had told us
that's
that was a terrible movie.
Movie,
we would have said great movie. But you said it was the best movie ever, and we said,
I didn't say that either.
It's a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
You
good
raved
excellent.
About it. You
I
built
did
it
rave
up.
About it.
You built it up for us to tear it down.
It was 3.5 stars.
I liked it. I liked it.
Your stars?
Excellent. Out of 4.
You give stars now?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I give stars.
I missed that.
You don't read my movie reviews?
That didn't have any effect on the play. All of a sudden, Vrabel's foot hits Rivers, and Rivers goes like this.
Guy's on one leg, and you got a guy kicking that leg out.
I don't know how the Patriots won a game.
Because the refs want them to.
Scott from Washington, D.C.
It's a conspiracy theory. That's what we're telling
you. A few years ago, we hosted the Cowboys in Foxborough, and there was a story that the Patriots chose to wear their alternate silver jerseys that day because it forced the Cowboys
to wear
their blue road jerseys, and the Cowboys had a worse record in those jerseys than they did in their regular road jerseys. Assuming there is any truth to that story at all, would the Patriots think about doing something similar in the Super Bowl? The Patriots are the home team, so they get to choose which jerseys to wear, and they could choose to wear their white ones if they wanted. The Giants would then wear their home jerseys, negating this road win momentum they have established. Hey, it's a huge reach, but what the heck? It's better than some of the things we'll see on Media Day, so I figured I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, that's an old wise tale in Dallas that's been going on since I was a tiny kid. I remember once when I was growing up, like 7 years old, the Giants were losing to them 21-0. The Cowboys were losing 21-0 at New York, and the Giants wore their whites to make Dallas wear their blues, so they put their white jerseys on underneath their blue jerseys and came back and won 24-21. So back in the early 80s, that was like a big deal because that's when the Cowboys were dominant and they had some kind of weird record with their blue jerseys.
I think the Eagles used to try to make them wear their blue at Philadelphia. So they wore two jerseys? The Eagles would wear
that
white
was one game.
At home.
They were,
but that's
jersey things are stupid if you ask me.
But I'm just saying it was way back in the 80s and if that was the reason why the Patriots did that, and I don't know if
that's funny.
I thought maybe they were just wearing
all
silver jerseys.
I don't think that had anything to do with making Dallas wear blue, but maybe it did.
It's funny, though, because all the NFC East teams they used to play, except for the Giants, would wear white at home. You know, the The Cardinals used to wear white at home.
That used to be the custom, was you always wore white at home.
In that division,
most teams wear
most
dark.
Teams wear the dark at home.
Dark at home. The Cardinals always wear red at home.
Now they do.
Dallas is one of the few teams that wears the white.
And Miami does it when it's really hot early in the year.
Miami changes based on the weather.
Which that is actually one that I think.
In fact, Dallas is the only team I can even think of that wears white at home predominantly.
And the Redskins.
The Redskins don't wear their brown shirts at
home? No, they wear white at home all the time.
What do the Celtics do?
I've never seen them do that.
Well, basketball's
never
different.
Never seen them wear the white at home?
All basketball teams wear white at home.
They wear white at home.
But the Cardinals wear red
but
at home.
But in the NFL, they wear dark. And any college football team wears the dark shirts at home. I think it's much ado about nothing.
Well,
it's just one of
those.
Remember when Notre Dame was great and then they tried to bring out those special jerseys and they're like 0 for their last 17 in them? They're not good anymore. It has nothing to do with the jerseys.
Right.
They suck.
Those things are just tradition kind of things. What are you going to get all mad for? Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think Pittsburgh may have done it 2 years ago. I think they were the home team.
Yeah, they did.
2 years ago and wore white.
Because they had won all their games on the road.
They had won all three road games.
Yep. Right. You're right.
They stayed with the white.
Artie from Keene, New Hampshire. I've checked MySpace.com, and I can't for the life of me find the PFW one they keep talking about. Can you spell it out for this idiot bean counter?
MySpace.com/PFW in progress. All one word.
Right. MySpace.com/PFW in progress.com.
No.
Just PFW in progress.
I made Andy snarf.
The Ravens, offensive coordinator,
the guy
assistant head coach.
Calls in for, emails in for the specifics, and you give him wrong. You can't put .com.
It's not MySpace.
You can't put .com in an address twice, can you?
He's one or the other.
It's .com, right?
No, it's
MySpace.com/PFW in progress.
They haven't decided yet?
What are they doing?
I'm guessing that's supposed to say and.
All right. So tell us how you liked it. It's not ours. I mean,
but we're
it's just
you know,
a MySpace.
You should like it, Fred.
He
has a link to order the paper and his information
that's great.
There.
We like that.
Now Chris Ferreira wants to take it over.
Right, and soon they'll have a photo.
We already
you know,
we
you don't want
Ferreira.
Him doing that.
No, yeah, he already has a crappy website.
Right.
It's called Patriots.com.
We can't be found on that site. That's why we need this other one.
So you guys just don't do Shift F5.
That's
why
true.
You can't find it.
Chris is flipping us off.
I know there was one emailer early questioning Randy Moss, but Steven writes in. He said, didn't anyone see Randy absolutely ear hole Louis Castillo on one of the third quarter Maroney runs? Anyone catch that?
I didn't see that particular one, but he has been making an effort blocking downfield on running plays. I have been noticing that in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think
that's what the show would be if we weren't here. Good stuff. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think that he has done a good job blocking.
Thank God for Andy. Yeah.
No, all of us actually bring a little objectivity and, you know, bring the other side up once in a while.
Let's see. Oh, here's a MySpace update from James in England who is the creator of the page.
Yes.
We have to thank him.
We're forever indebted to him.
He says, we have 75 friends and counting.
Wow.
And as for the advertising,
75.
If Chris has a problem with me doing a better job than him at showing fans when the show is on and how to get to the blog, then you should fire Chris and employ me.
I agree.
Chris only has a couple weeks left. He'll
That's
be
true.
Fired
after
the Super
Bowl.
Say, this
That's
is what
over.
Happens
he can't
to Web
Masters.
Yeah. A lot of people don't make it
after the Super Bowl. That's it. The downfall of all Web Masters.
Not just
Web
Masters. I mean, like,
what do you mean?
Football operations people.
It's just a big turnover after.
There's a big turnover after. It's a tough week to get out of.
Hello, this is Kermit the Frog broadcasting from
the Super
Bowl.
Gonna...
That's it.
I love that. That's it.
I don't think it's going to be as bad this time, Fred, because it seems like everybody's basically saying, well, there's a golf tournament and a Super Bowl. Everything's going to suck, so that's just the way it's going to be. You said it this morning. I'm just going down there. We'll see.
And it'll be better than expected because our expectations are so low.
I have big expectations.
Come on, Fred. Now you got to keep them low.
Fred's got all the A-plus stuff.
That's
I mean,
true.
If I was Fred, I'd have big
when
expectations,
you reach his
too.
Level, you get everything. our level, you get
Gary,
nothing.
What did you check out this YouTube thing about Maroney?
My computer has crashed and being worked on.
Oh, really? What happened? You spilled soda on it again?
No.
No?
He tried to move the red queen too fast, and
oh,
the whole
that,
thing
is
shut
is
down.
That what happened?
That's not soda in that cup he's got.
Some of those solitaire games can have viruses in them.
Yeah, he's got one.
Yeah.
He hates us.
let's see. Stripper sends us the latest NFL.com poll with the outcome of the Super Bowl. 21% of the people think that the Pats will win by less than 10 points. 37% think they'll win by more than 10 points. 37% think the Giants will win by less than 10 points. And 4% think they'll win by more than 10 points. So 41% of the people think the Giants will win. So
That's kind of close to 50-50.
Yeah.
60-40 is a little 40. Bit closer than I would think that
yeah.
would be.
Or that it should be.
That's all right. It's still early. That'll change in the next week or so.
Sure.
Injury reports start coming out. Sure. Practice starts happening. People start coming to their senses.
Seeing Brady ankle on there really ought to help that out.
He'll be probable. He'll play.
Think he'll be on there?
If he's not questionable, I'll...
He'll be on there with the right shoulder, for sure. So.
He's got to be on there with the ankle now, no?
We'll see. We got 2 days of practice.
He's got a high ankle sprain. I've seen guys miss half a year with that.
I'll tell you what. I wouldn't...
Do you list him as ankle, comma... shoulder?
And right shoulder?
Right shoulder? Or is he listed as questionable ankle, probable right shoulder?
Doesn't he?
He has two listings.
Hasn't there? Oh, yeah, Brandon. Boy. Try to catch up to Sproles next time.
Is that where he's showing watching up the replay. That tackle?
Didn't he, for those of you who can't see the television.
When he had a real injury, I think they took the shoulder part off and went with the other.
That's what I would have
said. Yeah, that's
didn't a couple years ago?
The knee.
Yeah, there was no shoulder.
Yeah,
it was knee. Yeah,
and
so
shin. Remember when he hurt his shin?
Yes. So, well, that was just to cover up.
Oh,
for the
that
knee
was the
injury.
That was knee.
That was, that
was
the knee. They listed it as shin.
That was the knee injury.
Then he came out with a Willis Reed knee brace. Right.
So, I tell you, though, would anybody be surprised if he doesn't practice at all this week, and they wait till next week in Arizona to have him practice?
I'd be surprised.
They could just have
they
a walkthrough.
They don't have to put out an injury report for these practices. So. I think that there's a chance that you guys won't see him, but he'll be out there.
Right. Or that they have a walkthrough that, you know, he might not even go very hard this week.
When
is
the first time they have to put out an injury report?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Let's see. Ken has some answers to questions that we've made or comments on why the Pats don't pressure the QB more. Great question. I wonder that myself. Too often I see the team play very vanilla defenses and watch the ball go down the field. Yet when they put on pressure, they shut people down. For example, when they played the Giants in the first time, they were very passive early in the game, and when they finally began to pressure Manning, they went on their 22-0 run. The only explanation I have is that the offense is so good that it just doesn't make sense to have the defense take any chances until you have to.
That's what I think it is.
They want other teams to march down the field 10-10-10.
We'll hold
you
to 24, and we'll win.
Why give up big plays?
They're saying my defense playing vanilla or whatever you want to call it is good enough not to give up a touchdown every time.
Right.
My offense is good enough. I'm going to get a touchdown pretty much every time, and you can't keep up.
And it's smart. You don't risk it if you don't have to.
Right.
Dockery is the cornerback Thomas thinking about. And to answer Al's question, everybody but Dockery played in the first game.
Who's Al?
Who is Al?
One of our emailers.
Oh. Al Fecto?
And the fraud
who thinks Maroney's great now after a month.
And the secondary of the Giants is a big weakness, especially when matched up against the Patriots' offense. And that was when the Pats didn't have a running game.
It's a huge weakness.
And just kidding, Al.
I think it's a huge weakness.
I mean, I know that the Cowboys didn't do anything in the playoff game, but those two times they played them in the regular season, they did whatever they want. The Patriots did whatever they wanted when they played them. I just don't think that's going to change this Sunday.
We've been talking a lot about Maroney and how good he's been. Does that give Coughlin now another thing to prepare for?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you would think so.
Sure.
I don't think it does.
You don't think so?
Why not?
I would.
I think he hopes that he gets it 25 times and gets about 130 yards.
That's what because
then that means Brady's not killing him.
Mm. Yeah. Anytime that Maroney's running, that means Brady's not throwing a bomb to Moss.
Well, then the Patriots have to take that. If they're going to let Maroney run, I hope they let him run. Yeah.
And I don't think that San Diego let Maroney run Sunday. That was power football. They ran it down their throat. They didn't let him run. I'm just saying, I think if you're worried about that, you're going to get killed in other ways. So I think you got to look there and say, hey, it kind of stinks that they got their running game going because they're going to hurt us with it now. But
they're loading the box at the expense of.
That's what
I
mean.
I think it's an extra. Early in the year, I think if you considered the run like Wade Phillips, you were an idiot.
Right.
Now I think you have to consider it. You have to spend some time saying,
you
want to
consider it.
Let's be honest, Maroney has shown he can go 50 yards for a touchdown, and that's a big play.
Well, I mean,
a 50-yard bomb to Moss or a 50-yard Maroney run, if you give those up, you're going to lose.
I agree. But that's, I mean, you took me a little bit.
Literally.
To the hyperbolic side of that.
Let's see. Craig from Boxborough. Nice. Hey, Fred, Paul, Tom, Andy, and Eric the Underrated.
Not right to underrated people everywhere.
I was just wondering if anyone caught Deion's response to LT on NFL Network. I thought it spoke volumes when he said he played on a torn MCL and he did it just so he could have a chance at making the playoffs. And Tom, I was wondering what you think of Leotis McKelvin and Aqib Talib as potential Patriots, not necessarily at seven.
Yeah, I don't know about McKelvin yet because I haven't seen enough of him. But Tlaib is a guy I've seen a couple of times. He's very good in man coverage, very good. I know a couple of mock drafts have him going 7. I don't know. I know him and Jenkins from South Florida are the two big corners. I still like Kaysen the best. I've seen him play a lot. I think he's got all the instincts. Tlaib's one of those. I think when Terrence Newman came into the NFL, he had trouble playing in zone because he was so used to playing in man-to-man. I think you're going to get the same thing because Tlaib played all man-to-man in college. And the other guy, we're going to have to do some work on. We're far behind on our draft stuff because of the Super Bowl.
Which isn't a good sign because, as we've noticed in recent weeks, many of the guys we like end up on inactive lists when we will, every time
yeah,
we play a
team.
Those
are undrafted guys. Those are late-round guys.
I think that's a better
better
sign for
Andy.
You guys that you're actually picking guys that make the teams.
How many people are nailing Derek Landry, Hank Baskett, Oliver Hoyt? I mean,
that's true.
Guys, they're drafted late or not drafted at all. I mean, I'm Ahmad Bradshaw on my part.
And my part.
And and they're not only making teams, they're doing some stuff.
No, you're right. We're great.
Mark from with a C from New Hampshire. If Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl MVP, where would you have to put him among the other great quarterbacks?
Top. I think he's right around 1 right now.
He's right
it's
with
between
everybody.
It's him and right now, if you're looking like in that, I know you can argue Elway, you can argue Marino, certainly.
Montana.
But I was going to say, I think the two right now, if Brady wins this one, it's going to be Montana and Brady, and then you're going to have your arguments.
He's either the best, or if he's not, he's in that team picture.
Right.
You know, I mean, he takes a back seat really to no one.
And I don't count guys like Unitas because I don't know anything about him, and I don't pretend to. So.
But we know from the NFL Network commercial that Joe Montana is on board with winning games and championships as the rating system for quarterbacks.
20th, 30th time we saw that commercial.
I got no beef with that, I think he says.
20th or 30th time we saw that commercial, we knew that was Joe Montana. Andy and I saw that commercial about 15 times each and didn't realize it was Joe Montana.
Not to mention, it starts
you did
with
not.
Joe's
not
Diner.
Oh, my God.
We didn't know.
I kept thinking to myself, now, I know this is supposed to be funny, but why is it funny?
Fred, the problem is he looks old now.
Yeah, but I knew it was Joe Montana.
He looks exactly
the first
time.
No, we're in the wrong, Fred.
We should have gotten it.
I'm not defending us. I'm saying how stupid we are.
I mean, I think you could take a look at his like headshot from 1981 and say, you know what? That's exactly what Montana's going to look like 30 years from now.
He had that longer hair, was flowing a little bit.
Yeah, but he looks exactly the same.
He looks like Joe
old.
Montana. I just didn't notice him.
He's got an old short
haircut.
There's
no excuse.
I don't recognize anybody.
There's no excuse for it.
You know that commercial that we saw during the game?
Yeah, he's got a cameo. He's like at the grill and he turns and says something. It's not like they beat me over the head with him.
The only thing amazing about that is that two people were stupid enough not to notice him.
You know that commercial they showed during the game the other day about I don't even know what it was for, but it was all pros that when they were playing like peewee football and junior high and stuff, T.O. was one of the guys in there.
No.
You remember they kept
showing T.O. Carmelo Anthony is one.
Carmelo Anthony and T.O. were the only two guys I recognized in that commercial. There's like 8 guys in there, and they're all ridiculously famous. I don't recognize anyone, but I recognize Joe Montana in that commercial.
Now, we talked about the coaching matchup in this game. If Belichick and Coughlin actually fought, who would win?
Coughlin.
Physical fight.
Coughlin. Yeah.
You really
think
so? See, I don't think so. I think Coughlin would come out guns blazing, but Belichick would fight a defensive fight and then look for his opening and then whack. He'd hit him with like.
Last time you were in a fight.
What?
What's the last time you were in a fight?
Parnell Whitaker?
Do you think you're going to win with that style?
Oh, bam, I got it.
Martial arts is based on defense.
You think Bill knows martial arts?
He knows everything. He has laser beams that come out of his eyes.
Now, is Bill fighting alone?
I
was going
to
say, are they fighting fair?
Oh, wait. Paul is talking seriously. You know, who would really win it?
Are they fighting fair? That's my question.
No, of course not. They fight any way they want to fight.
That's not a fun question?
Floyd Mayweather Jr. over there is playing rope-a-dope.
Suddenly it's Olympic rules. You got to hit on the white of the gloves or it doesn't count.
I thought it was a fun question. Who would win in a fight? And you're like,
Coughlin.
He'd fight a defensive fight, tactical.
He would.
Get killed.
I think Coughlin's crazy, but I think Belichick
would
win the fight.
Yeah, when's the last time you were getting hit by a bat saying, I'll just sit here and wait until he gets fighting?
Maybe he'll get tired and I'll be able to kill him with my laser beams out of my eyes.
And there's more than one way to skin a cat.
I'm legitimately breaking it down here.
Coughlin.
Coughlin is...
Everyone says Coughlin.
Early.
No, I said Belichick.
SOB.
Oh, you said Belichick.
There's a shock. Fred and Eric take Belichick.
I think that Coughlin is crazy.
That's what I said.
And Bill's like too cerebral. I think Coughlin will just jump on him. According to you, that's the game plan Bill's going
to
go
I'm not saying because he's cerebral. I'm saying he'll do something underhanded to win the fight.
I held my nose. I closed my eyes.
But I think Coughlin would do the same thing.
I think Coughlin would just go out there like you know, rip his shirt off thinking he's a man, and Belichick would have like stuff hidden in his hoodie and stuff.
Kind of like you go through life.
Well, now,
Bill would be in the middle of a fight, all of a sudden pull out like some 2x4 out of his
hoodie. That's what I'm saying.
What's up, Vito?
I was reading a book, you know, based on Abraham Lincoln when he grew up and all that stuff last night, and back then it was okay to challenge someone to a duel and actually have a duel where you try to kill them.
That must have been great.
Now, that's how Alexander Hamilton died. Isn't this like the 13 paces, turn and fire?
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
That's stupid.
And you bring your second and
the whole thing. I want to kill somebody. I'm going to kill him. I'm not doing 13
paces.
It's
the stupid English.
Right. It was half.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think would win in a duel between Coughlin and Belichick?
Isn't that just luck?
No, I mean.
That would be Belichick. Because he would have somebody sneak in and jam Coughlin's gun.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Or trip him or something. Or he would just walk 10 steps.
You don't think he would walk 10
steps?
Yeah, he would walk 10 steps, turn, and fire. And Coughlin would have a bullet in the back of the head.
That would be something if you could still have duels.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, Mangini and Belichick
have a duel
would have had
Chris.
A duel after week one.
You would challenge Chris to a duel?
Chris Ferreira, yeah.
You're challenging him to a duel basically now with the basketball game.
Yeah, and I'd win either one.
Okay.
You challenged him to a duel in that other thing that got nixed earlier.
How many people would you have challenged to a duel by now? Paul.
He'd be dead by now.
Yeah. Because you'd always be challenging people.
Of course.
I don't really think so.
You would have challenged that guy from the Green Bay at the Super Bowl.
Certainly, but I would have won that one.
Because I choose not to run.
Eric, would you have challenged Sal Palantonio to a duel that day?
If he had taken it any further, I might have.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it'd take a lot for Eric.
How many people would have challenged Andy to a duel?
He'd be dead by now.
Why? What did I do?
Yeah, I was at the game.
Nick from Guilford says, maybe Brady got injured 5 weeks ago. Who knows? My sources inform me that the injury is a repetitive motion problem. Just stop and think for a moment. If you've been kicking ass for the entire season, your leg would be sore, too.
See what you did there.
Very good. All right. On the phone is a rookie. Who? Oh, Rook. John Rook. How you doing, John?
I'm still trying to figure out what kind of weapons that they might use in this duel. And whether or not there's any circumstance that I would favor Coughlin.
Switchblades.
I'd like to have them have a sword fight.
So let's tabulate
it. I was 3-3.
Fred, Eric, and John Rook think that Belichick would win. Homer Central taking Belichick.
You think he'd win in a fight or a duel?
I think that in a sword fight, my guess would be I would tend to take Coughlin in a gunfight. But in a gunfight, I think I would go with Belichick for the very reason that I think Coughlin would find a bullet in the back of his head.
Yeah, right. We agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
What about throwing stars? You know, those martial arts things.
Throwing stars?
Chinese stars.
Now I got Chinese stars.
Gary, do you have that on that Sean Connery clip from
the
Untouchables?
Oh, Chinese stars. Coughlin.
Coughlin.
I'm guessing,
okay.
Yeah, I'd take Coughlin. In any way you can't cheat, I'd take Coughlin.
Wow.
Just saying.
What does that say?
Belichick would have it all on film.
I think Bill does anything to win.
I would agree with that, actually.
But in just a straight fight, if they're just going to fist it out, I think Coughlin will kick his butt.
I think Bill would prepare better, and I think he'd be ready to go.
He's going to hide a gun up his butt?
Hey, he's going to scout his weaknesses.
All right. Well, John, what do you got going today?
Oh, I don't know. We'll do some fun stuff today, I think, and talk about some of the facts around Super Bowl 42 and some of the numbers that will undoubtedly be tossed around probably about this time a week from now when you go through Media Day next Tuesday and all that kind of stuff. But we'll start jumping into some of that. We'll hear from some of the players.
And that's just about the Friars, right?
What's that?
That's just about the Friars.
Just about the Friars? No. This will be a Friar-free zone today.
Okay. No, that's good. So any guests lined up or anything like that?
No. Everybody wants to take the week off. They're all heading to Arizona but me.
Oh, you're not going?
Poor John. No one takes me to Arizona.
Do you want to write some stories to PFW?
I don't know how much more blatant I could be for an invitation, but it just doesn't seem to be coming. So, you know.
Okay. Fred, can you effort that?
I'm just trying to get myself down there.
See? There you go. Avoid the subject. Thank you.
All right. Well, John, have a good show. And as far as we go, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.